Okay. So the first question, is the tape on?
Yeah.
Okay. The first question we raised was the formulation of the mitzvah. I mean, the shir is about the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel in general. The whole system of the regolim. And the regel, of course, b'shlemus, without mikdash and without kabbanis, cannot be, is lacking. So if you really want to understand the ideas of regel fully, I mean, you have to study the area of the kabbanis, the way the regel was meant to be, the mikdash, and its full expression. And the regular we have is really the regular we celebrate. I mean, is lacking. So to study the ideas of the regular, you have to study the full regular. So that's basically a shiur about the mitzvah, the concept of regulum, and the mitzvah of aliyah regular. And all right, I just want to make sure again. Is the tape working? Is it?
Yeah, we have the internet one, and there's also a regular tape recorder going also.
Okay, all right. But you checked the one that is going?
Yeah.
Okay. The first question we raised was simply, what is the mitzvah of the korban, the korban olas riya, yeruah kol zechorcha? Okay. Because the two mitzvahs that we can't make time at all today is the mitzvah of yeruah kol zechorcha, which is olas riya, and korban chagiga. But the more difficult one is the olas riya, the more difficult one to understand. The formula, the formulation is a very abstract and difficult, evasive, difficult to really grasp, to fully apprehend. So the first thing we want to do is, what is the mitzvah of yeruah kol zechorcha? All right. He shet zivanu, so the Ram and Sefer Mitzvah say, he shet zivanu le'ro'os bar golem, v'hu amro yisala sholshman mashani yeroeh kol zechorcha. Okay. Ve'inyan zos ha-mitzvah she'yala odom ha-mikdosh im kol ben zochar she'yilo, she'yuchal le'leches baraglov, yakrif karben ola b'riyasa, hu ha-nikla olas, nikra olas riyah. So the Rambam here formulates that the mitzvah is that he should go up to the Mikdash with every ben zocha that he has. That seems to be clearly that's how he's interpreting yeruah kol zechorcha. So the mitzvah to, it's not just mitzvah on himself, but he has to bring every ben zocha that he has. Every ben zocha that he has. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga and the Yad does not mention that at all. The Rambam in the Yad in Hilchas Chagiga has a different kind of a formulation. And what he says is simply, Shoshmitzah say in Stavah Perakrishna Lachalav, Shoshmitzah say in Stavah So Bechor Regal Mishosh Golem Veloheen, or Riyah, a Chagiga Vasumcha. Ariya mor b'torah ish nira ponav bazar b'yom tov harishin shel chag v'yavi imo korbanola b'yemin of b'yemin abhema. So here Rambam mentions what Ariya is, does not mention anything about his ben zachar. So it seems clearly that the mitzvah mitaraisa has nothing to do with ben zachar. Okay, and yet the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah is formulating the mitzvah. I mean, he's formulating the mitzvah mitaraisa, not din of derabanan. But the Rambam mentions the halacha of his ben zachar in Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, and over there he says, "Kol katan sheyochol lechos biyado shalaviv alalos mirushalayim lahar abayis aviv chayev aloso uleiros bo kde lachanchal b'mitzvus." Over there, the Rambam says it's simply a matter of lachanchal b'mitzvus. It's the mitzvah of chinuch. So that's an open contradiction between the Rambam and his formulation of the Sefer Mitzvus, and the Rambam and his formulation of the in mitzvahs in Hilchas Chagiga. Okay, so that's the first question. And the second question we raised is a question that the Shagasaya mentions, he disagrees with the Rambam. But the question is, the Rambam, after the Rambam formulates the mitzvah in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam says that the mitzvah is again le'ro'os, is shenira ponov ba'azara b'yomtov rishi shel chag, v'yavimah karbonola, b'yomtov b'yomtov b'yomtov, should bring karbonola with him. And then the Ram continues, Misha Bolazar Biyom Rishon Velo Eviola. So if he didn't bring an Ola, but he came into the Asar, Alo Dayosh Lo Osa Mitzvah Sasei, Elo Ova Lo Sasei, Shenema Lo Yero Fon Erekom. Okay, that's Paskim Mishpatim. Lo Yero Fon Erekom. The Ein Eloka Alav Zeh Shere Lo Osa Maisa. So it's Lav Shemba Maisa. So the Shagasaya asks, he says, no, on the contrary, I mean, they all ask that this is a love sheishma maisa. Just because you don't have a carbon, because you're lacking something, doesn't mean it's aimba maisa. Like, for instance, the love of bringing a carbon without melach. Okay? So, losash bis melach brisa lekecha, me'al carbonecha. So if a person's makar a carbon without melach, it's true that he's absent the melech, he's minus the melech. That's a negative. But he's still over the lav, and it's lav sheyesh b'maisa, because that's the lav, to be makriv a carbon in that state. So the same exact thing should be true over here, that the over here, walking into the azor without a carbon is the exact same thing. It's like being makriv a carbon without melech. It means you shouldn't. If the person walks into the Azara without a carbon, that's lo yerof on ayrekum. That's the love, and that should be love sheyesh b'maisa. And the Rambam sheet is in general, like by chametz b'pesach, that depends on the gavra. If the gavra is certain, it's not the love inherently, but if a person buys chametz on Pesach, so it's a love sheyesh b'maisa. If he had chametz from before, so then it's in lokum love because lo asa maisa. So over here, clearly he did a maisa. There's no question about it. He clearly did a maisa. He walked into the Azara without absent the carbon, minus the carbon. And that should be a lav sheyesh maisa. So Shagasai holds a lav sheyesh maisa. Okay. Now if you take a look at the Lecha Mishnah brings down an interesting thing. It brings down the smog. Okay, he says like this. The smog lavin shin samach. He says, Kasa, Misha lo hevi, olas ria biyom rishon, vegam lo hevi betashlumin, okay, bitl mitzvah sasei, v'over al mitzvah lo sasei. So that's the smog. Now the smog is concerned with when he's over and how he's over the lav. So the smog says like this, that he's over the lav if he didn't bring a carbon in the first day, and he also didn't bring in tashlumin, because over here, we all like the mandamar that holds that the Yom Rishon is the Machayev. That's the Machlegis and Gemara Daftes and Chagiga, whether it's Tashlumin Zelazel, whether it's Tashlumin Rishon. But we hold the Rambam Paskins that it's Tashlumin Rishon. Okay, so that's why he speaks in those terms. So if a person failed to bring a carbon on the first day, or and he continued to fail throughout the Yom Tif, and he walked into the Azara on the first day, so then the smog says that he's over. But gam lo hevi b'tashlumin bitl mitzvah sasei v'over al mitzvah lo sasei. Adkan. So the Lech Mishnah says, v'nira the kavanas rabbeinu gam kein hikach. He says, he thinks the Rambam also all the way. B'masha kosev shemi shelo hevi b'yom rishon she'over haynu heicha shelo hevi b'tashlumin dim hevi b'shoye masachag vaday the kivan the yeshlo tashlumin k'mashkas l'kamon ain't over. So he says there's no question about it according to the Rambam that he can bring it in the other days of the Chag, and he says Misha Rambam Dalit Parakaf Lachda Misha Lohikav Yom Tov Rishon Olas Riyaso V'Shamachah Gatzah Reza Makrav B'Shoyim Masarego Shenema Shivis Yom Tov Rishon Lekechem Lamet Shekulam Riyelach Hagiga V'Kum Tashlumin Rishonim. Okay, So the Lecha Mishnah says he thinks the Rambam also holds that way. The Rambam also holds that way. Why? Because the Rambam says, just a second. Uh, Mishbal Zavim Rishon V'lo Hevi Ola. V'lo Hevi Ola. So he says V'lo Hevi Ola. So he wants to be Medayik from his Lushan over here. They said Mashkas Mishlo Hevi Biyom Rishon. Mishlo Hevi Biyom Rishon. Yeah. Because the Lashon of the Rambam is, the Rambam doesn't say, Misha Balazar B'yom Rishon V'lo Hoya B'yado Korban, but V'lo Hevi Ola. So apparently the Rambam's saying that the problem is that he wasn't Mevi. So he's being a Dayek from the Lashon of the Rambam. He says that the problem is that he wasn't Mevi in Ola. So therefore, if he does bring it this later in the day, so he will not be over what the Rambam is saying over here, that he's over. And if he brings it on the day of Tashlumin, also. That's why he's Medayik. In other words, he's the Lechem Mishnah wants Medayik in the Rambam, just the same as the Smag, from the Rambam's Lashon of Lo Hevid. Now, the thing is that it's true. I mean, the implication, like I said, the Rambam should have said, there is a good deal. I mean, the Rambam should have said, there ain't be other carbon. That's what the Rambam should have said. Not for Lohevi, but ain't be other carbon. That's why he's but since he says Lohevi, the problem is that he wasn't a Mevi. So the thing is this, that according to the Smag, you see, if you learn like the Smag in the Rambam, that the problem is he wasn't Mevi a carbon. And that's why he's low-key in Marseille, and that's why he is over on Lo Yerof on Eirekum. He's over on the Lav. Then it's true we could answer the Shai Gassari's question. And we could say that that's why it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. You see, that's why it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Because the according to the Smag, and the way the Lechem Mishnah is learning in the Rambam, it comes out that what is missing over here, it's not that you're not allowed to be in the Azora, in the state of being in the Azora minus, absent the carbon, you see. That's not the Lav. The Lav is simply to fail to bring a carbon olas ria. So that's definitely a Lav Shein B'Maisa. That's intrinsically a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Because there is no Maisa to the Lav itself, okay? There's no way to accomplish that love through a Maisa. So that would definitely answer the question, because it wouldn't be like being makar of a carbon without melech, because that is a Maisa. It's the carbon minus the melech, absent the melech, which is the love. But that's a Maisa akrava. It's a condition in the carbon. You can't be makar of the carbon in that condition. So over here, the way the Smag is learning and the way the Lechem Mishnah is imputing this pshat to the Rambam, then that would answer the Shai Gassari's question. Because according to Lechem Mishnah, what the Rambam is saying is simply that the mitzvah is to bring an olas ria, and if you come to the Azora and you are not mevi, so then you're over the love of not being mevi a carbon. However, if you'll be mevi a carbon later in the day, or even through Tashlumen, Yom Tashlumen, so then definitely you will not be over the Lav, and you will not be over the Asay. So according to that pshat, you see, that would answer the Shai Gassari's objection. It would explain the Shai Gassari's objection. And the thing is, as my son found in the notes that I had on Bava Basra, I had some notes from the Rav, and it just so happened the Rav mentioned this machlekes between the Shai Gassari and between the Rambam. And he said, that Rav Chaim said, that it depends on whether coming into the Azora is a kiyum. And that's exactly, basically what we're saying. In other words, that if you say walking into the Azora is the Isser, to walk, to be in the Azora without a carbon, that's Le'yorah Fani Rekom, then it's a Lav She'ej B'Maisa. That's like the Shai Gassari. But if you say it's not a kiyum to be the Azara, it's simply the kiyum is to be mevi carbon. And the kiyum is to be mevi carbon. And over here, the Lav is simply that you fail to be mevi carbon. And that's the essay as well. So then, of course, then there's no lav sheyesh b'maisa. There'll be lav sheyesh b'maisa. So Reb Chaim said that's the machlekes between the Shagasaya and between the Rambam. Is it a kiyum in being in the Azara? If it's a kiyum, so then it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. And if it's not, it's simply there's no kiyum in being in the Azara. It's just that you fail to bring a carbon. Then it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Now, just to explain why, if a person just stayed home, why that wouldn't be considered. According to this chat, so say a person stayed home, the also be a Leroy Fanereko. Why only in the Azara? What kind of a strange formula is that? But so the answer to that question is very simple. The answer is because the failure of bringing a carbon is complete when he reaches the Azara, the makom where he should be mevi carbon, where he has the ultimate opportunity of being a mevi carbon. So in other words, the lo yaro fanei rekam, according to the smag, is only in the azara. He also agrees only there, not because the azara is a kiyum, because the azara is the hechi tinta, the situation of carbon. So when he comes to the azara and he doesn't have a carbon, then it means he was not. That's when he becomes a fully and not a mazy, because it means to say. I mean, just descriptively, what it means is that there's no other excuse why he wasn't mazy carbon. He was in the Azara. If he didn't get to the Azara, so then he's not exclusively a non-mazy carbon. There's other reasons he couldn't get there. The fact that he wasn't mazy carbon could be attributed to many other things. But when he reaches the Azara without a carbon, then it can't be attributed to anything other than he refuses, so to speak. Or I'm speaking descriptively because it's easy to understand it. But it means that he reaches the Azara and does not have a carbon. It can't be attributed to anything other than the fact that he's not made of carbon. So that's why it's only Bazar, you see. That's the svara of the smog. And with that svara, you can answer the Shagasaya's question. Okay, but there's only one problem. The problem is, and this question in Chaschinuch raises, the problem is the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, where he says, Misha bola azor b'soch yimei achag, eino chayev lahavi ola b'yodo b'chol eishi. He doesn't have to bring it every minute, every time he walks in. Shezesh in nemar v'lo yaro fanei reikom, eino ela b'ikir haregel b'vad, shehu yom rishon o tashlom rishon. So that pasuk, that lav is only on ikar regel. Ikar regel is when Ram says it's yom rishon, or tashlumi regel. Okay, why that's called ikar regel? I mean, is a little obscure. And where the Rambam get the idea of tashlumi rishon, no one knows. But the Menchas Chinuch just mentioned simply that we rely on the Rambam's das on that. But the source is really not found. But anyways, we'll get back to that later in this year. But now he says like this: the mevi b'chol eis sheyavi mevi b'chol eis sheyavi mekabim menu makriven asol l'shem alasriya sheria in l'shir. So the Ram says elzam shem alasriya ria rayon. What does it mean? It means that he could bring as many olasriyas as he wants. There's no limit. There's no limit to the amount he can bring. But if he walks into the Azara according to the Rambam on any day other than Yom Rishon or Tashlum Rishon, if he didn't bring it on the Rishon, he brought Tashlum on the second day. So then, any other day that he walks in, he does not have to. He can just walk into the Azara, and there's no lav. But the clear implication, according to from the Rambam, is that if he walks into the Azara on the first day or on a day that's Tashlum Rishon, and he doesn't have a carbon in his hands, he's not mevi carbon, then he will be over. Then he will be over. That's the clear implication. Otherwise, if the Rambam meant to say that he's not over, and he isn't over, well, first of all, if the Rambam held that he's not over, let's say, for instance, according to the smog, let me just stick to this. So over here, in Halacha Vav, it's clear that on the day, either Yom Rishon or on Tashlum Rishon, it's clear that if he's Bola Azara, Without a carbon, there'll be overlay or off any Rakom. But if we are to project the smog into the Rambam, that wouldn't be the case, because he, let's say he walks into the Azar on the first day without a carbon, and then he comes back and brings a carbon, according to the Rambam, and then he walks in again without a carbon. According to the Rambam, it will be over twice, first time and the third time. But if you're going to say the definition is that he failed to bring a carbon, so then if he brought a carbon, so he's not over like the smog holes. But from the Rambam, it seems clear, from Perek Beis, Allah Chavav, that you cannot say that in the Rambam. The Rambam holds will be. So therefore, why is he over? So you can't define, of course, he fails to be maybe carbon. That's not possible. So what is it? It's that he walked into the Azara absent a carbon. So that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Moreover, the Rambam himself is a little bit difficult, even in Halacha Aleph, to agree with the Lechem Mishnah's interpretation. Because the Rambam says, Misha bola azor b'yom rishon, it doesn't qualify. I mean, you can't argue, but the plain semantics in the Rambam is, Misha bola azor b'yom rishon v'lo hevi ola, lo dayo shelo oso mitzvah saseh, elo over alo saseh. So it would seem clear from the Rambam that if he simply walks into the Azor, that's it. And then if he comes back later, Rambam doesn't say then heavy carbon achakach is ain't over, and that it's totally viome. According to the smog, it's totally viome. Be lavshin lokin la for even if it were a lavshish mas, be lavshin lokin la for a different reason, because you can't give us raw. But anyway, that's a separate. But the Rambam semantics in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, really bear out what he says in Perek Beis Halacha Vav. It's consistent. Because the implication is, the fine implication is, that once he came into the Azar without a carbon beyond Rishon, that he's over and that's it. Of course, you could argue and say that's not what the Rambam means. But once you see the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, it becomes clear. Now, that's what the Rambam meant in Perek Aleph. That if he's bolas over without a carbon, he's over, and that's it. It's too late. Can't do anything about it. Okay. So that was the second question that we raised. Now, the third question is a question that the Menachas Chinuch asks. A good question. Question is, everybody says over here, including the Rambam, that Noshim Peturos, on the Lav Lo Yeroh Fanei Rekom. And as the Sol Zucker mentioned, the Rambam Kapachsa translation says, he says if the women are on Shaykh below Sas, he says, not Shaykh in it. It's interesting. Lushan is interesting, and we'll come back to it. But Noshim Peturos. So the question Minchas Chinuch raises is that why should I say Noshim Peturos? Noshim Peturos from Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama. But over here, this is a lo saseh. This is a mitzvah lo saseh. Le'erof fanei rekom. So why shouldn't I say that nashim are over as well? Okay? All right. So we have three questions so far. All right? Okay, three questions so far. The Rambam's contradictory formulation with regard to the banav hascharam. The problem with the lav she'ein b'maisa with the possible answer from the smog, but then the difficulty from the Rambam in Perek Beis Halach Vav, which refutes it. And then the third question of L'Erof on Arekom is a mitzvah lo saseh, not a mitzvah saseh, shazman groma. So why shouldn't we say that if Noshim come into the Azorah and they're not mevi korban, so why don't I say that they're over as well? Okay? Or in the Yodam korban, why we don't say they're not over? Okay, so those are the three questions. All right, now, I believe the next question that we took up was the question of Kutin in the Rambam. All right, which is based on the Gemara and Chagiga. Okay, the Gemara and Chagiga is on which daf is on? I think it's on, just a second, it's on daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? Yeah. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that Amamar calls Davdalmanov, Amamar calls the Churcha the Rabbos as Akhtanim. So it's coming to Marba all his sons that are katana. Gemara says Latna and the Chutz Mechera Shotava Cotton. Mishnah says that that cotton's putter, and how can you say Leah Yechayev? Amar Abaye Lo Kasha. Kan be cotton she Gielachinuch. Kan be cotton she Lo Gielachinuch. So where he was the Gielachinuch? So then we say that he's Chayev. Lo Gielachinuch. So we say that he's putter. What is the shear of Higil Achinuch? So that's Machlagis Besham Besilu. And we paskin that Yochol Lechos Biyodav Shalaviv Velalos, then he's Higil Achinuch insofar as this mitzvah is concerned. Okay. So that's what Abai answers. No problem at all. So the Gemara asks, Katan Shegil Achinuch Drabbanani, that this whole institution you tell me that he was Higil Achinuch, that whole institution is a Drabbanan. Of Katan Shegil Achinuch. So if you're going to tell me that he's, if you're going to tell me that Kol Zechorcha came to be Marbe Katan, on the, who has the status of Higil Achinuch, that whole institution of Chinuch is all Drabbanan. And that's why Higil Achinuch is the moment when he's going to be Chayev. But you can't use such a system in the Deraisa. The Raisin never had a halach of Higil Achinuch. There's no concept of Higil Achinuch in the Raisin. So how could you possibly say that mid a Raisin you're going to be mechalik between a katan she Higil Achinuch, yochol lechos biyadav shalav velalos, and katan shelo Higil Achinuch? There can't be any differentiation. If it's chayev, he's chayev to bring bonav aktanim, so it'll be chayev lo Higil Achinuch. If not chayev, even Higil Achinuch. This whole institution, this whole differentiation, the category of Higil Achinuch is contingent upon Mitzvah Chinuch, and Mitzvah Chinuch is Rabbanan. So how could you possibly interpret the Deraisa that way? So the Gemara says, Einach Hanami. It's a correct argument. Ukras Machta Ba'oma. The pasuk that is used there, Kol Zechorcha, doesn't really mean to include Katan Shegil Achinuch, but the Derech of Chazal is many times to use the pasuk to hang the drabbanan on, Kol Zechorcha. So it's just a reference, just a point of reference. Sometimes the point of reference has conceptual bearing, but whatever it is, it's a point of reference, but it's not a real limud from the mikra. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Vela krala mayosa, now that you tell me that it's only an asmachta varma, so what is the pasuk? Why does it say Kol Zechorcha? The Gemara says, "Look at Acher. They Acher Mamra Mama Kameis Vametzareis Nechoshes Vabursi is determined Arir. So they're Pata Mishum Shenemar Kol Zechorcha. Again, doesn't say Niero Zechorcha, but Kol Zechorcha. Mishi Yuchal Lalos in Kol Zechorcha. Yatzu Elu Sheinam Ruyim Lalos in Kol Zechorcha. Okay, because they have professions that make them distasteful and objectionable to be with the rest of the people because of the odor of their that they emit. So therefore that's what the Gemara says is that's the limud. Kol Zechorcha, mi sheyochol lalos im kol zechorcha. But these people can't really go with everybody because people find them objectionable and they can't tolerate the odor that they emit. So therefore, because of their professions, so therefore they're pater. That's what the Gemara says. Such people are pater. If they interfere with the Kol Zechorcha, so then they interfere with the group that's making Aliyah, so they're pater completely. And that's why it says Kol Zechorcha. So that's the Gemara. Okay? Now, if you take a look at the Rambam is very difficult. The Rambam is two Rambams. One is in Perek Beis Chagiga Halacha Beis, and one is Perek Beis Chagiga Halacha Gimel. All right, so the Rambam has the same case with the Mekameitz. Lusha Melachto Lekaveitz Soas Kuvim Vekeyotza Behen La'abeh Ha'oros Olerfua V'chein HaMetzarif Nechoshes B'machzev Shalo V'avdonin. So all these professions, the canners and the ones that work with the silver apparently had a bad odor. So Afa Pishain Ma'usin Mitne Malachtan, he says, even though their malacha renders them ma'us, Okay. He says, Arei elu mitarin gufon umalbushon va'olin b'chal Yisrael eros. So the Rambam makes it very clear that they're chayev. Not like the Gemara that calls the churchot came to exclude them. Came to exclude them. Okay. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam does not learn that kol zechorcha. So the question, of course, is that the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara does say that. So what right does the Rambam to have to go against this Gemara? So the Kesef Mishnah tries to defend the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah says, because the Gemara is motzi this halacha b'lashon acherim, so it's mashma that the chachamim and the rabbanon argue, and they hold the chayef. It could be he's right, but the lashon acherim, I don't know. But the only thing is, the question isn't from acherim; the question is from stam of the Gemara. Now, if you just had a brisa acherim omrim, so you could say, okay, you could deduce the fact that the Gemara says acherim omrim, so there was machlekes. But over here, the Gemara endorses the acherim, stam of the Gemara. The Gemara says there's no other way out. What is called Zechorcha? It can't be for Ketanim. That's Chinuch, Yilu Chinuch. So the Gemara says, so what to crawl of my asa? So stam of the Gemara says, Kidda Acherim. So the implication is not from the Acherim. The implication is from stam of the Gemara. So this is very difficult to say. This is very difficult to say that because it's Lashon Acherim. Because whatever it was, Machlekes, not Machlekes. But the fact is the Gemara, the Shas, stam of the Shas, seems to agree. Okay, so that's one problem. But there's another interpretation that he brings down to Marie Korkus that wants to say that the Rambam really held like the Stam of the Gemara, that they're putter. And that's why he says, because acherim lo mematilu ela ba'odam b'mi'usam, that they're only excluded when they are mo'us. And then they're not Yecholim Lalo. So he wants to retain the Gemara, again, against the Kesef Mishnah. That some of the Gemara really shows you it is a Miut. So he says, so why doesn't the Rambam agree? So the answer is, he says, the Rambam does agree. The Rambam holds that as long as they're Mo'os, so then they're Potter. But that's what the Rambam says, after Shem Musim, he says, Arel Matar and Gufan Amabushan. But they could be Matar themselves. So let them, so the Rambam's saying that they should be Matar themselves. And that's fine. The problem with this interpretation is that if you say they're really Peturim when they're Ma'usim, so then what do you mean they're Chayef Matai themselves? So if they're Pater, so they're Pater. I mean, so if they're Pater, so then they are Pater. I mean, who did the Petur come for? If the Petur came for the ones that were Matayah, so they don't need a Petur. So they were Matayah themselves. Okay, I mean, if there's a Petur, it's a real Petur. Where do you see, why am I chayef to be most of myself from the Petur? Why am I chayef to be more from than the Torah? Keep Allahu more than the Torah said I'm Pater. So now you're going to tell me I have to Matayah myself to make myself chayef, so what did the Torah give a Petur for? It's a very, very, you say it's a Torah gave a tour for a guy that at the last minute couldn't be entire himself. That doesn't sound right. That's not the way the Raisa works. The Torah gave a tour, so then you are Pater. If you're Pater, so then you don't call a Patman or Devra say, Nikrahajit, you don't know, you maybe over here wouldn't be considered a Hajit because he's a Kiyom, there is a Kiyom. But the fact is, if I'm Pater, I'm Pater. If the Torah says to me, I'm Pata, I'm not Mokhiv, to go be Matayah myself and bring myself with Echiyav. Moreover, it's not, I don't believe it's a practical thing, because the Gemara says in all these professions, not that easy to be Matayah yourself. Not that easy. Of course, it could be done, but but if I'm not Chayav, you can't just say that, if in fact I am Pater, you can't just say that it's an easy matter to be Matayah myself. I mean, being Matayah myself might mean taking off days from my work, from my profession. Like the Gemara says in Gittin, these people, the wife has a right to claim to force a get because it's intolerable. The odor apparently doesn't come off so easily. So if I'm not chayev, then if there is a real ptur, it's not a simple matter to tell the person he has to go and he has to lose work. It's a difficult thing. Why are you making him do it? I mean, if he's potter, he's potter. It's gonna cost him money to lose time from his work, from his profession, and to be in the time. So it's not a simple matter. If you say I'm chayiv, okay, so I'm chayiv, I have no choice. But if you say I'm potter, it can't be the p'tur is just it can't be that the Rambam's just giving a suggestion that he's potter and it's a simple matter, he shouldn't retire himself. Apparently it's a difficult thing. So if I'm potter, so you can't be mechayiv me. So the very difficulty and very great difficulty in the Ri's pshat. And the Ri's pshat is very difficult. The Ri Kurkus. And the Kesef Mishnah's pshat is not easy. I mean, that's where the Ri Kurkus. So the difficulty in Rambam is clear. Okay. And it is true, and my son mentioned this, the fact that it's Av Pishein, why does the Rambam say Harel Mataran Gufan Malbushan? I mean, that is a good question. That if the Rambam held that they're chayev, he should have just said they're chayev. I mean, why does he say? Why does he have to give this suggestion? Which is a good question. I mean, it's a good question. Okay, let's take Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel is kol katan sheyachol lechos biyado shalaviv alalos mirushalayim larabayis aviv chayev lalos uleiros bokedei lachanchol mitzvah shenema yerok kol zechorchol v'maya katan chiger asuma. Okay. So then Rambam's next halacha says that a katan is chayev. Okay. He's chayev why? Midin chinuch. That's what the Rambam says. Because kedei lechanecha b'mitzvahs. That's the reason. So the mechayev is clearly Rabbanan, like the Gemara says. Kan begil chinuch, kan b'shelo begil chinuch. But the Gemara says, if you're going to say begil chinuch, you're not going to be able to establish the pasuk of kol zechorcho, because that institution of chinuch is clearly drabanan, and you can't have that kind of a categorization. The Rambam goes against the Gemara. Rambam says, shenema yera kol zechorcho. That's what's difficult in the Rambam. So it would seem the Rambam is, in a way, he's consistent. Because since he uses Yerok Kol Zechorcho for here, so that's why he holds Mekametz and the Bursi is Chayev. So in that way he's consistent. But he's very, very difficult, because once you say it, Yechayev Min Rabbanan, how does the Yerok Kol Zechorcho come in? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, if you're going to say Min Rabbanan, and that's the main thing in the Gemara. You're Karola Mayasa. And the Gemara found nothing other than to say that it's to exclude the Bursi and the Mekamates, those type of the Avdonin. So that is the Rambam's going completely against what the Gemara is saying. That is difficult. I mean, and it's difficult, forget about the Gemara, it's just difficult actually. If you're going to say, just around the Rambam himself is difficult. Without the Gemara, it's difficult. Because if you're going to say that it's a chiyuv mid rabbanon, so it's a chiyuv chinuch mid rabbanon, the pasuk, the Gemara's question stands clearly. So, krolamai also. What do you need the pasuk for? What's the role of the pasuk? Okay, so that's the next question that we had. The Rambam in Katan. It's difficult on all sides. Any way you turn is difficult. If you say the pasuk came for the katan, so then you don't need chinuch. If you say it didn't come for the katan, so then what did it come for? It must be to exclude bursi and to exclude mekamets. And then if that's the case, so how could Rambam paskin that those people are chayev? Basically, that's the question. Amanoshach. Okay. All right. That's clearly the difficulty in the Rambam, in these two Rambams, in Beis and Gimel. All right? Okay. All right? Okay, clearly, in other words. Once again, in other words, if the Pasuk came for Katan, then it can't be Chinuch. If it's Chinuch, it can't be the Pasuk. If it can't be the Pasuk, so the Pasuk has to come to exclude Mekamets, and the Rambam paskins that Mekamets is Chayev. Okay. Now let's take something else. Go to another, not a completely different area, but the area of Kutin and the Mishnah. And the Kutin and the Mishnah and the Tesis. It's Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Chagiga on Ezel Kutin, Kol Sheini Yachol Lirkov. Okay, Misham Vahala, Tesis, I guess. Misham Vahala, Havalei Gil Achinoch. Okay. So, Igil Achinoch, you see, is interesting, because Igil Achinoch could be very young, apparently. Even according to this Gemara, it was under two, according to Beis Shammai. Because the Gemara says later that, according to Beis Shammai, why didn't Chana bring up Shmuel for Aliyah LeRegel? So the Gemara says, "Tafav Malav." So the Gemara says, "Vashmul the Yochel Lirkov al Ksefo Shalavivava," and he was under 24 months because it says, "Adigamel Adigamelana Lesov Chavtal Chodesh Kain Tina Kiyonik Mishana Rishano Yochel Lirkov al Ksefo Shalavik De Lalos Mirishalayim Laharbayis the Koshkin Mishilo Mishkan." Okay, so that's what Rashi explains. So really, you see that the halacha of chinuch midrabbanan is not totally in the idea of bein, because the mitzvah lachancho is lahargilo. So the mitzvah is framed in terms of maisa, and even katan sheyachal lalos biyadav yadav shalaviv doesn't mean that he understands what's going on with the aliyah l'regel. But it means he's yacholalos. He's physically able to go up. The only question is, what's the definition of physically able to go up? Does it mean on his own steam, himself, he could actually walk up himself? Or does it mean that he can get there through, he can get there not necessarily by using his own legs, but by hanging on to somebody else, his father. So he can't get there. That's machlekes b'sham b'sul. What do you mean that he's able to do the mitzvah? So he can't do it. He may not be able to walk, according to Beis Shammai, but he can go right on his father. He's doing it. So that's the question. Is he have to be able to do it on his own steam? But you see clearly the mitzvah of chinuch is once he's able to perform the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of chinuch. That's why katan sheyadeh l'naneya is chayav l'molav. If he could do the performance, doesn't have to do it understanding, just doing it. But tefillin is different because by tefillin is the be yachol lishma tefillah over there because the cheftz is davar shebekdusha and it requires shmirah, so that's why it's a later time. But anyways, but Tesis is bothered with another problem. Tesis is a tzarach lahavi karbanosov nedava. He has to bring his karbanos in nedava. He has to bring his karbanos as in nedava. Why does Tesis say has to bring karbanos as nedava? Because Tesis is bothered with a serious problem. What's the problem? The problem is that we say that we're being mechanechem b'mitzvahs. Yeah, but you can't be mechanechem in averus. And over here there's a lav of le'yiro fanai reikom. So if he comes into the azar without a karbon, so he's being over a lav mitaraisa. Of course, he's a katnis potter. But in terms of chinuch, first of all, you're not being mechanechem in the mitzvah, but that's separate. But the problem is basically he's being mechanechem doing avera because he has no carbon. So he's not doing the mitzvah, and he's not heating the lav. So he's over in avera. So Taisa says tzarech lahavi karbanos of nedava. So he has to bring his karbanos, a carbon ola. He's bringing a carbon ola sriya as nedava. All right, so he's menadev a carbon. He's not chayiv in an ola, but he could be menadev a carbon. He could be a bala carbon, and he's bringing olas nedava. So Taisa has a question. Lamanda main craving biyontov. He says in craving madlamacha b'cholamayit. Taisa says, so I can't be makriv because we hold that nedava and nedava is not makriv in yantif itself. So he says, okay, so makriv the carbon the next day. Ach kasha, he says, ach kasha lamari. They say yes, but according to the mandama, why? I'm sorry, ach kasha lamari, lamandama tashlumin derishan. He says, we hold this tashlumin derishan. And And what's the machlekes in the Gemara? Tashlum and the Rishon Tashlum and Zelazeh. The machlekes is a machayev to bring a korban olas ria. But is it simply any day of the Yontif? I could choose any day. That's Tashlum and Zelazeh. It means any day I could choose. There's no specific day. Or do I say no that the Yontif is koveya? It's not arbitrarily left to you. But the Yontif is koveya which day. And which day, if the Yontif would be koveya day, it would have to be the Yom Rishon. Because that's the first day that you encounter with a full Kedushas Hayom. So the Yom Rishon is the koveya. That's when you chayev. But if you don't bring it the Yom Rishon, so then I could bring it on the other days. The chiyuv is chal Yom Rishon. So the Gemara says, that's a machlekes. Do I say the Torah simply left it to you, any day of the regular you want? Or do I say no? The Torah didn't leave it to you, it's not arbitrary. But the first day is Kaveya, and the chiyuv is chal the first day, and you should bring it the first day. But then there's a second halacha. If you didn't bring it the first day, so then you can have tashlum. Then you can have tashlum. So you can bring it another day. Now, the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says the nafkamina is chiger shenispashe. That if he was a chiger, if he was lame on the first day and he was able to walk on the second day, so if you say it's any day of the regal, you could bring it. So therefore, it's true the first day of the regal he was putta, there was no machayev. But now the second day is chayev. It's any day of the regal, every day will set its... That's what Gemara Mishashlum says, that every day will set itself up as a machayev. Because you have a chiyuv to bring this carbon, and the regular is the opportunity, and every day is another opportunity. So every day is another machayev. But if you say the Torah didn't just allow it for you to didn't just allow it to be arbitrary, but the yomtif itself is koveya, so therefore the first day is the day that you're machayev to bring it. How can we bring it on the subsequent days? That's a separate halacha of tashlum. That's our loch of tashlum. So if that's the case, if he was a chigir on the first day, he'll be putter. And the next day, he may be not lame anymore, but he was putter on the first day when the chiv was chal, and he's putter for the rest of the yantar. So Taisus asks the question. He says, over here, he says it would be appear to be the same thing. Because on the first day, since you can't be makriv the kabanos nedava, so he's putter. So since he's putter on the first day, so then the subsequent days he won't be able to become chayev. So Thais answers no question. He says, because really over here, it's not a ptu in the gafra like by chigir. Okay? Thais gives it the analysis that we're very, type of analysis we're familiar with. So Thais says it depends. If it's a ptu in the gavra, that he's a chigir on the first day, so then it's not chal. But over here, the gavra was chayev. The only thing is that the issi yantif is ma'akev. So the issi yantif is ma'akev, is to be makriv of the carbon, so that's just when it's a ma'akev on the first day. But the next day, the ma'akev is gone, and the chiyuv is there, so therefore he's makriv of the second day. And Teisva says, very precisely, he says, the doma lo matzina b'psachim perkel dvam gavei chagiga pom vav pom em zayin. Chol yom tov harishon liyos b'shabes karev b'shisha. Al mafgav lo karev harishon karev b'sheni. Teisva almost brings an exact case, and you wonder when you see that case, why didn't Teisva just say it? That's a gemara for reshes. That if Shabbos is chal, if yantav is chal on Shabbos, first day yantav is chal on Shabbos, so then the first day he can't be makriv because of Shabbos. Says Makar the second day. So you see, you don't say according to the Mandam of Tashlumei Rishon that he's a potter the first day, and therefore it's like Chigish and Espashe. Why not? So the answer is obvious, because it's not a Ptur in the Gavra. It's just a Ma'akev of Shabbos. So what was Taisus' whole problem? Okay, but Taisus is very careful. He says Domalo. Why does it? So we just wanted to say, why does Taisus distinguish? Because there is a difference that over there by Shabbos, that definitely is that Shabbos is a ma'akev, because it's a happenstance that Yomtif, first day Yomtif was chal in Shabbos. So there Shabbos is definitely extraneous to the system. But over here, if I say Nedarim and Nedavas, I ain't craving Yomtif Rishon, so then it's a constant, it's an intrinsic halacha. So you might say, that's why Taisus says the Domalo in very precise account, that Tosfos gives, that it is similar, and Tosfos holds the Svara is the same, but you don't really have a Raya Gemara from there, because the Shabbos is completely outside the system of Akrava. But over here, if you're going to say that Yontif, it can't be Makrav, it's an intrinsic phenomenon in the framework of Yontif itself. So there you might say that it's not an extraneous Makrav. But Tosfos decides, no, that nevertheless, since the Gavra doesn't have a Ptur in the Gavra himself, it's Yontif is considered an extraneous Ptur, even though it's a part of the same system and framework of Yontif itself. That's what Tosfos is saying. Very precise logic. Okay. But now Tosfos is like this. Now Tosfos, he solved this problem. So Tosfos says, but there's one more problem. And then Tosfos just wants to say it's not the Rabbanan. Okay. Then Tosfos comes back. He says, the Chit Tema is still one problem. Mikoma kom ki maisi lahem nedova hechi somach ala the katnena somach kedisa b'menachos perishtei midos. So Tosfos says, he raises the problem. He says, one second, but the katan can't do smicha. Can't do smicha? He holds it, the whole thing is his bottle. Tosfos says, yeshloma afakav lo somach mikoma kom dami lachinach. So this Tosfos is very difficult. Because what does Tosfos mean? Why should smicha be? The whole Gemara of smicha is an interesting Gemara in itself. The Gemara Menaches. The Gemara Menaches about smicha is on Daf Tzadik Gimel. So the Gemara says that smicha is considered what the Mishnah calls shiyore mitzvah. What is shiyore mitzvah, the remnant of a mitzvah? It means it's not ma'akev. Okay? It's not makev. You didn't do smichot, it's not makev. And the Gemara explains on the Tzadik Gimel on Beis. So the Gemara says like this, that Tan Rabbanan v'samach v'nirtza. It says v'samach and then it says v'nirtza. So what is it? How is that possible? V'chi smicha mechaperes v'lo in kapara l'badam. Smicha is not mechaper. It's only shenemar ki adam hu b'nefesh yechaper. Elo malach she'im asor v'smicha shiori mitzvah. It means he omitted it. And the same thing Gemara says by Tnufa. Same exact limud. But basically, what is the limud? Ki'ilu lo kiper v'kiper. What kind of a formula is that? Rashi is ki'ilu lo asa mitzvah menamuvcha. Kirchsiv asamach v'nitzav. Afilu achi kiper, the kapar b'damu. So in terms of the framework of the carbon, there's no question the carbon is mechaper. So what does it mean, he's low keeper? So what it means is, simply, if you look at the Rambam and Maisa Kabanis, I believe Per Gimel, that smicha is really smicha, and then vidui it's a lach of tshuva of the gavra. So if he doesn't do smicha, so he's lacking in the gavra hamevi. He's lacking. So, as a mevi carbon, as the ritzui for tshuva, smicha and tshuva is all part of the ritzui carbon for the gavra. So the ritzui carbon in the cheftza, that got badamu b'nefesh shechaper. In terms of the cheftza carbon, it's fine, but in terms of the gavra, so it's not makev. So the question is, over here, what's Tosfos' problem? What's Tosfos' problem? So the katan can't do smicha. Fine, so that aspect, why can't he do smicha? Because he's badas. So he doesn't need that part of the carbon. So over here, we wouldn't even say with regard to him, kilo keeper or keeper, because he doesn't need it simply. He's not a badas. He's not chayev. So insofar as the cotton's concerned, he doesn't need it. But insofar as being the, he shouldn't be overly a rof on a rekom, that he definitely is not overly even without smicha. And insofar as bringing the carbon, he brought a carbon. The carbon, we say it's only, he didn't do a mitzvah min amovcha, like Rashi says. All right, fine, he's a cotton, he's not chayv in a mitzvah amovcha. But the mitzvah, insofar as the cheftishal carbon is concerned, is complete. So what is Tosfos's problem? That he can't do smicha. So fine, he can't do smicha. But insofar as bringing the carbon, he did bring the carbon. So that was a question that we raised. That was another question. What is Tosfos' concern with the whole institution of smicha. Okay. Then the then Tesis goes on, and also what's his answer? Dami lechinach. What do you mean, dami? I mean, but the big problem is what's this question altogether? Now, then Tesis Rashi pirish deizo katan lo koi liria berias carbon rak lirias panabazar. So Rashi sheet and Tesis discuss it in the first Tesis. Is it? I mean, it's not clear in Rashi. What is mitzvah rias called zechorcha? Is it a separate kiyum in being near a bazara? So Tesis mentions, as a matter of fact, the first Tesis mentions the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi holds that they're two separate mitzvahs. Rias panam bazar is a separate mitzvah of neatzma. So, and as a matter of fact, the Yerushalmi says, Akol chayavan, k'may hanoshim v'anoshim v'taf, that everybody's chayavan that mitzvah, and then the rias panam. But the Yeroah calls the churcho, is the rias panim shel carbon, that's a separate phenomenon. That nashama peturas from rias panim in carbon, but simply rias panim is a separate kiyum by itself. So apparently the Yerushalmi learns like the smog, basically, that if you came into the azara, so you have a kiyum of rias panim bazar. But if you're an isha, so then that's it, kiyum. But if you're a zachar, so yechayev to bring lerafor loyirof on a rekam is that you must make sure before the yantav is over they have rias panim with the carbon. Otherwise, you'll be able to lerafor on a rekam. But at the time, there's a kiyum of rias panim. So Teis says Rashi, it would seem is mashman the Yetlan Teis before where it goes into more exactly. But basically, if Rashi learns that way, according to Rashi, you don't have a problem with the cotton, with the carbon, because he holds that rias panim bazar alone is a kiyum, and you're only over if you're chayef to bring a carbon. Cotton's not chayef to bring a carbon, so the cotton mechanach the cotton on just rias panim bazar. I the chayef of bring a carbon that you can't mechanach him, so that you're potter, that is potter. But the rias panim bazar per se that you should be mechanach him. So that's the Tesis's two answers to the problem of how you could be mechanach the cotton to do something which at first sight would seem to be maisavera, loyerof on a rekam. Either he brings a carbon nedavas ola, okay, nedavas ola, so or else like Rashi, the rias panim bazara itself is what the chinuch is. That's the mitzvah chinuch. Okay. Now the Rambam, you can't give either answer, because the Rambam maintains, not like Rashi,
that Rebbe,
yes,
yeah, the cotton has das to bring an nedava for an ola nedava.
The cotton can bring a nedava. That's halacha.
But we're talking about a 2-year-old cotton here.
No, it could be a bala carbon.
What's that?
No, it's not 2-year-old. 2-year-old, under 2 years old, only going to be shamay, going to be solana.
Right, so
but you know, you mean you're right.
4 years,
to shamay.
5 years.
You mean well, yeah, even according to shamay, yeah, he could be a bala carbon. He could be a bala carbon. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the thing is like this. Yes. Yeah, so now, 1 second. Yeah, so the question was with the Rambam. So the Rambam can't accept either one of Tesis's answers. He can't accept the answer like Rashi, the simple answer, which is that you only be mechanachem and mitzvahs rias panim bazar, because the Rambam doesn't know there's such a mitzvah. The Rambam says, "Amur b'tarei yishenir panim bazar b'yom tov rishon chag v'yavim korban olah." So there's no such thing as simply rias panim bazar. So according to the Rambam, if you do that, That'll be an Avera. So the only other solution it would seem would be Tesis' solution, Olas Nadava. But the Rambam doesn't mention a word about that. The Rambam should have said that Kol Katan Shiyachal Lechos B'Yodah Shalaviv is Chayev La'aloso L'Havi Bishvilo Karbon Olas Nadava. The Rambam doesn't mention that. That's obvious according to the Rambam that there was no such thing as an olas nadava for a katan, in order that he shouldn't be able to lay off on a regum, or in order that he shouldn't be kind of mitzvah. So the tesis's question remains a question according to the Rambam. You can't answer with either one of his answers. Okay. All right. Okay. I believe that's those are the questions. Am I right? So after the first three questions, you have the question of what? The question of the Rambam. How does the Rambam learn the Limud Yerokol? So his contradiction, the internal contradiction of Rambam in Halacha in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis and Gemul with the Yerokol Zechorcha. That was one question. This next question was the Smicha of Tesis. Why is Tesis concerned with Smicha? And the third question is the question, what does the Rambam do with Tesis' very problem? That he could either resolve it according to Rashi, which the Rambam can't do, or else to bring an Olas Nedava, which the Rambam doesn't do either. Okay. So those are the questions. Okay? All right. All right. Now what we wanted to do was to go to a different area. Unless you want to hold this over until tomorrow, I'll leave it to you. All right. So now we go to another area, okay? This is Chagiga Perek Beis Halacha Ches. And there are Halacha Ches and Yud and Yudalad. So there's three machlekes in between the Rambam and the Ravid over here, okay? So the Rambam's like this. Olerei and Abolim and Achulim Kishor Kabbana Shadom Chayabayim. So, of course, Ein Abolim and Achulim. Avol Shalmei Chagiga Boos mi moos maisa sheni amuravos in moos chulin. So you can have money from Yechayev because of, to bring to Yerushalayim because of maisa sheni, and you could be ma'ar of that with moos chulin. So lokeich min ataruvus beimu makriva shalmei chagiga. V'hu sheyia shir achila rishonim min achulin. Okay. And then Ram concludes, so Ram notes apparently that if it's all from Maisa Shani is no good, but you could do Toflin. It's called Toflin. All right. So the Ram says, Menesha Shami Chagiga Chova, V'chol Shu Chova, Eina Bo Ela Menachulin. So the Rambam, funny, a little bit strange lashon, but the Rambam says, because Rambam's going back on his main halacha, apparently, not on the fact that he could be ma'arev. It sounds like that, but we'll come back to it. It's a little bit, the lashon is a little funny. But anyways, the Rambam makes it clear that it's Shamash Giga Zachova and Kol Shechova in a Bar Menachol. So he's not explaining Toflin, but Toflin is okay. You can mix the two together as long as Achila, Ashir Achila Rishona is Menachol. Okay. And then the Ram continues in Halacha Tes, and he says, V'yotzadim Zechova Shamash Giga B'maisa Behema. And Maisa Behema, however, presents no problem to the Rambam. But the only thing is, in Mivin so biyamtiv, Xerishim Yasa biyamtiv. That's separate Xerimid Rabban. Okay. Okay. So the Ravid criticizes the Rambam, critiques the Rambam. Amav Ram, Zakol Shibush. The Shalmei Chagiga Nami Eina Ba Elamen Achulin. It's also the same like everything else. It's in a bottle of Menachulin. Oh, but Tofel Behema Maisa Sheni in Machulin. But you can't be Tofel the Behema in Behema with a Chulin. Or the Mandama Tofel in Behema with Behema, according to that Mandama. Efshe Shetofel in Behemas Maisa in Behemas Chulin. Or maybe Chagiga. Avalo Beyamtev. Choshin Shema Yaaser Beyamtev. Avalo Mandama Ein Tofel in Behema. Lo Mishkachasla. By Efshir, he doesn't mean it's possible. He means Efshir, you can't do it. He says, "Lamandam atof meivema Efshir shetof meisa behema and meisa in bemas meisa and meisa chulin." So that's possible. But he says, "But according to mandam of ain tof meivema, it's not possible." Okay. So what is the Ravid's critique? It's very difficult because the Gemara is a machlekes whether toflin goes with Mos, Maiser, with Mos, or with not. Are you Tofel with Mos, or are you Tofel with Behema? the Rambam Paskins, Toflin Maos, in Halacha Ches. So what is the Ravid's criticism? I mean, the Rambam's right to Paskin, Toflin Maos, and not like Rashi. The Mandama holds Toflin Maos, you can mix the Maos up, but you can't mix the Behemoth up. So that's what the Rambam Paskins. So what does the Ravid want? So there, Marie Kurkis interprets the Rambam, and I believe it's the only interpretation. The Ravid, I'm sorry, interprets the Ravid. That what the Ravid means is like this, because the Ravid saw the Rambam later in Halacha Tes. He says that Yotzi Adam Dei Chava Shalmei Chagiga B'maisa Behema. Okay? So, yeah. And so the Rambam holds that you could be Yotzei, and you could be Yotzei Yidei Chovas Shalma Chagiga B'maisa Behema. So apparently the Rambam holds that there's a difference between Toflin Maos and Behema itself. That when it comes to Behema itself, so then you don't need Toflin. But when it comes to Maos, only you need Toflin. So that's what the Ravid says, Zehar Kol Shibush. This is all a mistake. Because if the Rambam holds that you don't have to do Toflin Maos, but you could use Behema, so then it's only if you hold Toflin Behema. So then he should say the same thing with regard to Maisa Sheni. Because the Ravid doesn't distinguish between Maisa Behema and Maisa Sheni. What's the distinction? So if he holds that you could use the Behema itself, so then he should say Toflin. That's according to the Mandama Toflin. But if he's poskening like the other Mandama, that it's Toflin Maos, so Behema certainly itself is no good. Second Ram Paskin in Halacha Tes, that Behema's good. That's basically the Ravid's critique. The Ravid's critique is the Rambam holds Behema's good. So the Ravid's saying, yeah, Behema's good, and the Ravid's not distinguishing the Ram between Maisa Shani and between Maisa. Of course, what's the distinction? So the Ravid is saying that if he holds Behema's good, that's only if you do Toflin. Then it's possible. But if you hold you not Toflin, so then Behema is not possible. So that's really the Ravid's critique. Okay, that's the way the Marie Kurkis learns, and that's the pshat in the Ravid. So that's one question that the Ravid lodges on the Rambam. It's a powerful question. You want to boil it down to simplicity. The question is Maisa Behema. How come the Rambam holds Maisa Behema is good and not Toflin? That's according to the Mandam holds Behema is good. You must have Toflin. Okay, so the Rambam seems to pask in two ways. So you're Toflin, Maos, and Behema, you don't need Toflin. That's what the Ravid says is a shibush. Okay, that's one problem. Next Rambam is Machlokes. Next you have Machlokes Rambam and Ravid again. That Yotzi Yisroel Yidei Chovas Shalmei Simcha B'Nedorim U'Nedovos U'Maisa Behema. Ba'Kohanim B'Chatas U'Ba'Asham U'B'Bchor U'B'Choz V'Shok. Why? How are Yotzei Shalmei Simcha this way? It's Eina Bo Elamin Achulim. There the Rambam says, no problem of Eina Bo Elamin Achulim. Why? Shem Mitzvah Zui L'Smoach Bachilas Boso L'Fnei Hashem. So that's the mitzvah, to be L'Smoach Bachilas Boso Kodesh L'Fnei Hashem. Barei Achlu. And they ate. That's the essence of the mitzvah. Okay. So he says, "Aval ein yotzin yidei chavasim lo ba'ofos lo b'mnachos she'inan basar masameach." So the Rambam says that it must be basar masameach. So you can only be yotzah with behemoth. Okay, fine. Now the Rambam's like this: "Kvar biyana b'tzachem shechagigas abasar rishus." So chagigas abasar that you bring to eat with the carbon pesach, the Rambam says that's a rishus. Lefichach einu ben yotzah bo yidei chavas chagiga le yotzah bo chavasimcha. So the Rambam says, that's why you can't be Yotzei Chagiga, but you can be Yotzei Simcha. So the Ravid again critiques the Rambam. Avram, ain't a day of my lefichach. What do you mean lefichach? If it's only Rishus, then on the contrary, then you should be allowed to be Yotzei Chagiga with Chagiga Sabasar. Okay, and he said, and Ravid said on the contrary, he says that's the one that holds you can't be Yotzei with Chagigas Abasa. That's Mandam holds Chova. He says that's Ben Tema Shonosa. The Savar Chagigas Yidal Chovai. Chovai Bepesach. Aval Rabbanon, Kivin the Rishusi, Yotzei Bo. Af Mishum Chagiga, in Hisno Leo Lotzeis Bo. The Shachata Be Yidal. So the Rav says, this is the opposite. What does Ram say in Lefichach? This is a powerful question of Ram. Okay. Next Ram and Ravid is in Yidalit. Omar Reilai Todo She'etei Bo Yidei Chovasi L'Shem Chagiga Chayev Lohavi Todo Ve'eino Yotzei Bo Yidei Chagiga She'ein Chagiga Bo Elo Menachul. All right. So again, the Allah Havina Balamachon. So the Ravid says again, Om Avram, Bisfam Shalonu Logasin She Eitzeba, Ella Ve Eitzeba, the Lav Kol Kamina Lotzeba, Aval Gav the Mefarish, Aval Omar She Eitzeba, Yochol Asnos, Da Daita Dachinada. So the Ravid says, the Ramam again is a problem. Because here the Ramam says, if you say She Eitzeba before you Magdish, so the Rambam says it's no good. Rabbi says no. On the contrary, what's the problem? Ain't a ball of menachulin. If he said the eitze ball, so then that's no good because then already he was makdashit l'shem carbon and todah, and now he wants to use chagiga. So it's ain't a ball of menachulin and laf kol kamine. We can't believe him now that he initially wanted to do that. But if he didn't do it yet, he says she'etze bo before his mandish. That's no problem because then it's bo menachulin, and it complies with the ruling. Okay, so what we wanted to say is that these three Rambams and Ravids are all basically one machlekes. Let's take the last one. See, the Ravid learns that what's the din of ainu bo el menachulin? It's a halacha in maisei hamagdish, and the maisei hamagdish it must be chulin at the time that you magdish it. So that's why the Ravid says clearly that if he says she'etze bo, there's no problem because at that time it's chulin. So insofar as ain't a bo menachulin, in terms of the ma'isa hamagdish, it's fine. Okay? And that's why the Ravid says the same thing with chagigas habasar. If it's a rishus, so it is not a chova. So then before he's magdish it, so that's considered bo menachulin. If it's a chova, so then he can't, because since it's a chova, he can't say it's in a bottle of the phone, because he has to bring it. So it's omeid, it's omeid lahagdish. So that's not in a bottle of the phone. But if it's a rishus, so it's not omeid for anything. He doesn't have to. So then at the time that he's magdish it, it's completely bottle menachon, because he doesn't have to do it. That's the Ravid's argument. So again, the Ravid holds, it's the halacha of in a bottle of menachon, and it's halacha in the maisa hamagdish. So if it's something which is a chova on the gavra already, a pre-existing chova, so then you can't say it's bar menachulin. But if it's not a chova, it's a rishus, so at the time he's magdish it, he's actually being magdish something which does not stand to become, which is not a davar sheba chova, he does not have to do it, so it's a davar sheba rishus, so then there's no problem, so he's being magdish menachulin. That's the way the Rambam learns. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns that the halacha of Eina Bo Ela Minachulin is not a halacha in the Maisa HaMagdish, it's a halacha in the Cheftza. So if the Cheftza Shel Korban is a... It doesn't matter if before he could do it or not, that doesn't make any difference. But the fact is, if he's Magdish a Todah, I don't care at the time of the Maisa HaMagdish, but the Shem Todah and the Korban is a Tati de Sasri to the Shem Chagiga, which has to be Bo Menachulin. That's the way the Rambam learns. Rambam learns Allah in the Cheftza. That the Cheftza Shel Todah is a Ma'akev, is in terms of the Allah of Eina Bo El Menachulin, the Chale Shem and the Cheftza of Todah is a Tati de Sasri to the Shem Chagiga, which has to be Bo Menachulin. So the fact that there's a Shem Todah and the Cheftza is the problem according to the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam learns the same thing with Chagigas HaBasar. That if Chagigas HaBasar is Rishus, so that doesn't matter. But the fact is the Shem Chagigas HaBasar is a Tarte de Sasri to the Shem Chagiga of Yom Tov. Why? Because this Shem Chagiga is a Chagiga Shel Rishus. And the Shem Chagiga of Yom Tov is a Chagiga Shel Chova. So therefore, it's a tarti desasri. But if it were a chova, so then just on the contrary, then the shem chagiga and the cheftza wouldn't be a tarti desasri to the shem chagiga of the yantif. So that's how the Rambam learns ein abo menachon. He learns it's halach and the cheftza, and that explains the Rambam also that yotze odam yidei chovas shalmei chagiga b'maisa behema. Only with maisa behema the Rambam holds. Because the Rambam holds that the Shem Maisa Behema and the Cheftza is not a Tarti de Sasri to the Shem Chagiga of Yom Tov. Why, we don't know. I mean, it's not an easy problem. And Chaschinach raises the question and mitzvah chagiga. But that's what the Rambam holds. He holds, for some reason, Maisa Behema is different. Maisa Rishon, he holds, is a problem. Because in Maisa Rishon, it's simply money that he transferred from Maisa, and now he's going to bring, now he's going to eat it in Yerushalayim. It's not a Chovas Karbon. It's a simply a Locha of Achilas Kedushas Maisa Sheni. So that he holds, is a Tati Desasri. But Maiser Behema is not a Tati Desasri in the Cheftza, in the Shem in the Cheftza, to Chagigas Yamtas. That's what the Rambam holds. Okay, more than that, I mean, we can't say in the Rambam, but the Rambam is, the three Rambams is explainable once you understand the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, Veina Baalim and Achulim Salach in the Cheftza, a Tati Desasri in the Cheftza, that's what the Rambam holds. And the Ravid holds its halacha in the Maisei HaMagdash. Okay. So now, the thing is this. Okay. So now, what we want to understand, now that we understand the Rambam, now let's just go into the very halacha. The Rambam says in halacha ches, Olas Riyah Einabo Ela Menachulin Kishar Kabon Hashem Chayavan. So he separates aside Olas Riyah. But when it comes to Shalmei Chagiga, there he holds that he could do Toflin. Even though he states quite clearly at the end, Shalmei Chagiga Chova, Choshu Chova, Rebbanim Al-Chulun. So you see clearly the Rambam differentiates between Chagiga and between Ola. I mean, if it's one Alacha, why does the Rambam differentiate? I mean, that's the same reason for Ola's Riyah. So that remains unintelligible. What we wanted to do was to take a look at the source of the very Alacha of Eina Bo'a Elam Al-Chulun. So the source of the very halacha of Eina Bo'a Elam Al-Chulun is, of course, the Machlekes of Toflin. And the Machlekes of Toflin itself presents a problem. Because when you take a look at the Machlekes, it's on the Afches Omer Aleph. So the Gemara says, Chagigas HaBosar, Amamar, Beisilam, Min HaMaiser, Amai, Maiser Sheni, Amai, Dovah Shebachovah, V'chol Dovah Shebachovah, Eina Bo'a Elam Al-Chulun, Amar Ula B'Tofel. So Ula says Tofel. Chizki Amar Toflin Beim Lebeima. Vein Toflin Maos Lemaos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, just the converse. Toflin Maos Lemaos, Vein Toflin Beim Lebeima. Okay. So Rashi explains. Chizki Amar Beim Lebeima. Yeshlo Ochlin Harbe. If he has many eaters, the Einlan Sipuk Bebeima Achas, and he doesn't have enough with one Beima, Yovi Achas Lachagigim and Achulin, Vashom and Amaisa. The Yafa Pishet Kulon. He's yotzei with the fact that one is menachul. Vein tofle mos lemos. Liknos behema gedola, to buy one behema and to mix in the mos of maisa sheni together with the mos chulin. Rabbi Yochanan ma ipcha. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says just the opposite. Lamar is chazelei shapir tvei yitzias chavosim menachulim. One holds it's much better to be yotzei that he has achilas chova menachulim. Kishem mevi behema shlema menachulim. So if he brings one behema, so it's much better. Lamar is chazelei shapir tvei kishachulim muravinim kol achilos. Okay, so one mandama holds that it's better to be tofum behema. Why? Because he brings a behema shlema menachulin. So he brings one behema menachulin. So that's clear cut that it's bar menachulin, because the whole behema is bar menachulin. The entity, you have a discrete entity that's bar menachulin. The other mandama says no. It's better if it's mu'uravin. Why? Because he holds then in all his achilas. So there's mu'uravin ma'isa sheni in chulin. So in every achila, chulin is mixed in. So that's much better. Okay, so the question is, of course, so what do you mean, so that sounds like Sfaras HaFuchos, that one mandama holds Toflin and Maisa and Moravos no good, and the other one holds just the opposite, Moravos is good and Toflin is not, and Toflin Behema is no good, and that's Sfaras HaFuchos. So what we did was, we went to the Rashi before, on the Zainam base. Okay, there Rashi explains why, by Olas Riyah itself, you don't do Toflin. Okay, the same thing like the Rambam. But he says, the Rashi says it's ukeshiba ainah bo elamin achulin. There's dim masul ukeshiba ainah bo nachons. About 10 lines from the bottom. V'hachalam matzile flugele meimar tofel mos meiser moen. Says over here by the Ola, you can't say toflin. Why? The chi yishri tefela b'chagiga yishri. Where is tefela mutter by chagiga only? Minayin shem ratzel arev. So the Gemara says, so then he could do it. Why? Gabe shlomim, it's possible yesh odam shiyesh lo ochlim merubin and chasim awatin. By shlomim, you have a person that has many eaters and he doesn't have enough money to supply them. The efshelo the achilas kulam and achulam. So that's why he can't say, so he has to do toflin. Aval olo lama tofla. Why should he do tefela? Yavi b'mor kesef. Let him get a cheaper olo. More kesef. I mean, so the question is, what is Rashi saying? This is a deraisa. So, I mean, what do you mean? You're giving him a suggestion? Either toflin is a good mechanism or it's not a good mechanism. I mean, just because he's hard put, so you allow toflin, and over here by olas ria, because you can buy a cheap olo, so you don't. I mean, is it a mechanism midaraisa? It's not a mechanism midaraisa. I mean, if it's not good midaraisa, so you can't do it at any time, even with the shlomim. And if it's good there, so it should be good over here. Is it takanas chacham not to do it? I mean, it doesn't seem to be the abundance of the raisa. So what we explained is like this, that over here you get to the very source of the halacha of eina bo elam en achulim. Eina bo elam en achulim is not a halacha in the cheftza shel korban, that there's a tarti desasri between the shem korban and the shem chagiga. That's not the problem. The problem is not in the cheftza shel korban. The cheftza shel korban is no problem at all. That is maisa sheni. It's not a tarti desasri between the maisa sheni in the behema and the shem chagiga. That's not the problem. Because if that were the problem, toflin would not help. You see clearly, I mean, if you hold toflin mos, you only need kedei achiloso. So you don't go bus a rov, it's not a loch of rov, it's a loch of kedei achiloso. So why is it kedei achilachas? Why does it work? So the answer is, again, there's no tati disaster between the shem maisa sheni and the behema and the shem chagiga and the behema. That's not the problem. The problem of eina bo elam en achulin is halacha in the ritzui of the gavra. In the ritzui of the mevia carbon. That if in order to have ritzui in terms of the mevia carbon, so the havo is eina bo elam en achulin. So if it's bo maisa sheni, it's not chulin. So it lacks in the ritui of the carbon chagiga. That's the halacha. So that's what Rashi explains. That by chagiga, it's mutter to do toflin because it doesn't lack in ritui because of the situation of ochlin merubin. So that's what halacha is. There's no problem. But by olas ria, over there, since he could bring it with shtei mos, so then if he's tofel, it'll lack in the ritzui of the carbon. So that's why Rashi says, by Ola Sri, you can't do it because of the problem of the ritzui. And that's why, according to Rashi, it's very good why the machlekes, whether between Rabbi Yochanan, whether you're tofel mos, lamos, and between Ula, who holds that between Rabbi Yochanan, holds tofel mos, lamos, and between Ula, that holds tofel beim lebeima. Okay, I mean Chizkiah, that says Tofen Beim Levema, between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Because if you hold that there's a superior method, let's say you hold that it's a greater ritzui if every achila has in it Moos Chulin. So then you're not allowed to do Behema, because since it's halacha in ritzui of the Gavra, so you must do the superior method. So if you hold one method superior, you automatically are going to exclude the inferior method. Because since it's halacha of eina bo elam achulin, halacha in the ritzui of the gavra, so the gavra must use the most superior method that is attainable. Now we can understand with the concept of the ritzui of the mevi, we could understand why it's not sfaras afuchas in the machlokes. Okay, but now let's go back to the Rambam. Okay, that's Rashi. Rashi really opens up the sugya, but the Rambam the Rambam does not mention that. The Rambam does not mention that kind of reasoning. The Rambam just says, "Olas riyahina bo alam anachulin kishor kabonu shodam chayavayan." Aval shalmei chagiga boos mimos ma'isasheni amuravos and moos chulin. Well, keach menataruvus behima ma'akriva shalmei chagiga. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam also holds the same idea. It's halacha and ritzui. But the Rambam holds that the ritzui in the olas riyah is a different ritzui than the ritzui in the chagiga. In the olas riyah, the ritzui is ishim because it's kulo kolo. In the ritzui of chagiga, the ritzui is the achilas hakorban. So therefore, by olas, see, essentially in kabbonis in general, the ritzui is in the ishim. And that the Ishel Hashem Reach Nichach. So the ritzui of a korban is always found in the Ishim. Ola, the constantly the Torah repeats it. Ola Reach Eskorban Lachmi LeIshai Reach Nichochi. Ola Hashem Reach Nichach. Ishel Hashem Reach Nichach. So the ritzui of the korban is in the Ishim. So, therefore, that's the way it is ordinarily. It's always in the Ishim. That's why you say in Tefillah, Tzeir Hashem Lekidam Am Chasol Tzfilosam, V'ashev Zvodel L'Ver B'Sechav, the Ishe Yisrael. The Ritzu is always in the Ishim. So Ishe Lad Hashem. So that's what the Rambam says. When it comes to Olah, it's Kishar Kabbonis, because the Ritzu is in the Ishim, like Shar Kabbonis. So that's why you can't do Toflin. Because the ritzui is in the isha, and there it's not shayach toflin. But when it comes to carbon chagiga, since the ritzui of the carbon chagiga is nachilas hakarbon, that's really the essence of the shem chagiga. The ritzui of the carbon chagiga is nachilas hakarbon. So as long as he has shir achilasa horishona menachulin, so that's why he has the ritzui insofar as the achil is concerned. That's where that shir came about, according to the Rambam. Because chagiga is different. You see, chagiga is different. And the raya that chagiga is different is because, well, we'll get back to later. But in chagiga, that the ritzui is in the achil. So that's why the Rambam is explaining that it's not like it's not like Olah. Since the ritzui is in the achila, so as long as achilas or rishon is menachulin, so then he can have ritzui. But an ishim is not possible to say that. Can't break it up that way. Because the isha, I mean, the whole thing goes, is ishul hashem reich nichalach. So when you say, miktsaso is ritzui, miktsaso ain't a ritzui, that's not possible. But by achila, since there's a kiyum in the maisa achila, so as long as the kiyum of his maisa achila is achilas or rishon is menachulin, so he has a kiyum ritzui achila. Once he has a kiyum ritzui achila, so then there's no problem with the ein bo elam achulin. Okay. Now, just give me one second. Okay. Now the question, a couple of other questions loom now on the horizon. There's another question which is an obvious question. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Where the Rambam says, Yotzin Yisrael Yedei Chova Shalmei Simcha B'Nadam Menzavos U'B'Maisa Behema B'Akohanim B'Chantas U'B'Asham U'B'Bchor B'Chaz V'Shok Why Shem Mitzvah Zui L'Smoach B'Achilas Basar L'Fnei Hashem V'Rei Achlu. So over here the Rambam says that the whole mitzvah is Achilas Basar L'Fnei Hashem, so there's no problem. So you don't have any problem with Eina Bo'alam and Achulut. Yeah, this is different. So the question is, I mean, if that's the case, so why does the Rambam say that you're chayiv in a shalmei simcha altogether as a carbon? You're not chayiv in a shalmei simcha as a carbon. For instance, a kayin can be yotze b'chaz v'shok and b'b'chor. So if that's the case, so why does the Rambam mention before that you're chayiv in a shalmei simcha? That the Rambam mentions clearly in Halacha Aleph, that he's chayiv at simcha m'rosh yakir shlomim yetzer shalmei chagiga. V'hem in a krom shalmei simcha. And the Rambam says constantly, like Rambam says in the end of Beis and Yedalit, Kishi Yizbach Vadam Shalmei Chagiga V'Shalmei Simcha. So there's a carbon Shalmei Simcha. So if that's the case, So I mean, why do you need a carbon? The Rambam should have said simply, the mitzvah is simply achilas basa kodesh lefnei Hashem. So if you have achilas basa kodesh, so you do it. If you don't have it, so then you have to bring your carbon. But it's not a chovas carbon. It's a chovas achilas basa lefnei Hashem. Vare achla, what the Rambam says. So that should be the structure, the very structure of the mitzvah. Where does the mitzvah of carbon come into the picture? Okay. Yeah. And now another question is the very formulation of the Olas Riyah itself is a problem. Because it's a strange form. If you look at the Rambam, the way he formulates in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, it's a strange formula. He says, O'Re'iyo Amur Batara Hishin Nira Panav Bazar B'yom Tov Rishin Shel Chag V'yavim Korban Ola Beimin Of Beimin Abema. Okay? So the Rambam says that he should bring a carbon in the Azara Kishin Nira Panav Bazar. So the question is, I mean, why doesn't the Rambam say Yechayev Lahakriv carbon? That's really what he should say. He should say that this Sholosh Karbonos, this Nistavi Yisrael Baragel, Hariya, Chagiga, and Simcha. Just like he says by Chagiga, he mentions, Hachagim Matar She Yakriv Shlomim B'yam Tov Rishon Shel Chag B'voy La'eros. So over here also he says, She Yakriv Korban Olas Ria, bevo locho gas panei Hashem, and yeah, he has to appear with it in the year near upon of bazar beyom tov rishon shel chag in my carbon. The Ram does not mention anything about being makriv. He leaves that out. But I mean makriv the carbon olas ria. Just doesn't mention it. It's a very strange formulation. Okay. Yeah. There is another difficulty, by the way, also. I didn't mention it. The other difficulty is the Rambam's formulation in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Lo Yero'u Fonai Reikon. I believe it's Lo Sasei Kufnan Vav. If you take a look over there, the way he formulates, he says that when you're Ola Regel, you shouldn't be Ola Reikon. The Yavimo Al Kol Punim, he says, Karban Ola Ushlomen. If I'm not mistaken, that's the Lashon Rambam. And it's in, I believe it's Lo Sasei, She has Yeron and Melos Arim and Lee Carbon, she ye and Manavan Akvenisham. Vomi Salva Lerof and Regum. Bal Kalponim Yu Ola Ushlomen. What is the Shlomen? I mean, Ovid Ram doesn't mention a word about that in the Yad. That's Lerof and Regum. The Ram says only insofar as Ola Sri is concerned. I mean, how could the Ram mention Ovid Shlomen? What does Shlomen have to do with it? And I checked Kapach's edition, he also has Shlomen there. So, I mean, that's a very difficult problem. Okay. All right. So now, what I wanted to say is like this, that we came to the, we arrived at the concept of Ritzui in the carbon. That there's a Ritzui in the carbon insofar as the Ishim is concerned, and then there's a Ritzui in the carbon, like Chagiga, for instance, the Ritzui is in the Achilas HaKarbon. The Ritzui is thrown into the Achilas HaKarbon. So what kind of halacha is that? There's another difficulty also. The other difficulty is the Gemara, the Mishnah in Chagiga, which mentions that if a person has Mishi Yeshlo Ochlim Merubim and Chosim Muatim, Mevi Shlomim Merubim Veolos Muatos. What does it mean, Ochlim Merubim? So Rashi says Bnei Bayis Rabim, Mevi Shlomim Rabim, and that has to do with the Halach of Toflin. Shalmei Chagiga Rabim Lefia Ochlim Veolos Ria Muatos. So the question is, I mean, what does it mean? What is this case of Oakland Reuben? Ram has it also. Perek Aleph Halacha Yed Aleph. So Ram has it also. Misha Elo Oakland Reuben and Chasim Muatim. So that's the so the question. What does it mean Oakland Reuben? Who's Chayev in Karma Chagiga? Isn't everybody Chayev in Karma Chagiga? It would seem everybody's Chayev. So every guddle is chayav and karmel chagigas. So how does he have ochlin? Merubin means he has a lot of little kids. I mean, that's difficult. Moreover, the Rambam in the end of the Perek Beis, the Rambam says like this, that kishi yizbach adam shalmei chagiga, nalach yidala, shalmei simcha, lo yiyya ocha luluhon of the ishtabovad, the yidne shiyasa mitzvah gemurah. Elachayiv lusam meyach ha'aniyim v'amlovim, shnema v'levi v'geva yesu amana, macha v'akol mashkan kifi yashra. Umi shiocha zvacha v'lo simach elu imo, olav nema zvchen kalachamonim. So it seems that the Rambam holds that you're chayef to share the Shalmei Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha. He says, Mitzvah B'Levi Yosem and Akol, Ein L'manas Bas, the Firach Tzach, L'zamein L'vim Al Shulchan Al Samchein, O Yitin Lehem Matnas Basar and Maisa Shalem, Kadei Shimtzu Bo Tzarchayim. So, I mean, isn't he chayev in his own carbon? So what is he being misamechim with his shlomim and with his shalmei chagiga and shalmei simcha? He's chayev himself. So I believe the answer like this, that the ritzui over here is a ritzui. The ritzui over here, this ritzui that we're talking about in the shalmei chagiga, the ritzui of the achila, is really a ritzui. Why is there a ritzui of in the achila? Because the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says that Yiram the Beis, Chagigos, the Gemara says, not mentioned in the Torah. So the Gemara says, Nechtan Ksivan, it's written. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, Lo Kedam Alei Rav Papa Labaya. Mimai de Hai Vachagos, Moso Chag Lashem Zvicha, how do you know him? He's a carbon. Dilma Chugu Chaga, Kom Rachmana. What is Chugu Chaga? So Rashi says, Laharbo Simcha. That's Chugu Chaga. So, yeah. So, yeah. So the Gemara says that you see the Gemara Havamina simply of Chugu Chaga. What is Chugu Chaga? Rashi is Laharbo Simcha. What kind of a? And now the Gemara says no, it's only with carbon. It's not that the Gemara changed it completely. Its complete position that Chugu Chaga was a wild idea, and now the Gemara says it's with a carbon. No, the Gemara doesn't say anything that's completely wild. What the Gemara is saying over here is that the Chugu Chaga is accomplished through a korban, dafka through a korban. There is a concept of Chugu Chaga. Chugu Chaga means to render the chag a chag through achilas basa. But the Gemara's question was, can a dafka be mekuyim through a korban chagiga, or no? It can be mekuyim through, like Rashi says, laharbo simcha. So the Gemara's conclusion is that the Chugu Chaga, the celebration of the chag, is accomplished only, the kiyum is accomplished only through achilas basa chagiga. That's the way you accomplish it. So you see now, we see that what is the halacha of the ritui over here? What is this ritui? Why is chagiga different that the ritui is in the achila? The answer is the ritui of the regel. Now we're in a position we can identify what this ritui in the carbon is. The ritui in the carbon is a ritui in the regel. The ritui of the regel finds its fulfillment in the achilas carbon chagiga. That's the essence of the carbon chagiga. So that's why the Rambam says that the carbon chagiga is different than ola. Because by carbon chagiga, since the essence of the carbon is the ritui in the achila and the simcha, and laharbos besimcha, that's the kiyum ritui, that's the central kiyum ritui in this whole carbon chagiga. So that's why tofen mos will work, you see. So since, what I want to say is that since the kiyum of the ritui in the carbon chagiga is a ritui of the moed, of the regel, the ritui of the regel, so it's measured in units of chugu chaga, in units of celebration. So therefore, if a person is mesameach in ishto banav and the chol anilvin alav, the others that is mesamein, that is one entity of chagiga. It's true everybody that's 13 years old is chayev in karm chagiga, but the way the karm chagiga is measured is in units of chugu chaga. So therefore, all those people that are nilvin olav, who banav b'nei beso, that's the unit of simcha, that's the unit of chugu chaga, and that's why the Mishnah says that a person can have many, many people, that it's one simcha. So he brings many kabanas chagiga. He needs many because he has ochlin merubin. Because the chagiga, the ritzi of the chagiga, is the ritzi of the regal. And that's how it's measured. Hu, bonov, nebeso, b'chol anilvim alav. And all those is nezamein and anilvim alav. It's one entity, one unit of chugu chago, one unit of carbon chagiga. Okay? So now we've identified what that ritzui is. There's a ritzui of rego in the carbon. That's the ritzui that we've come upon. The ritzui of rego in the carbon. So now we can understand why by shalmei simcha there's a formulation of we'll come back to that in a minute. Let's take first the olas ria. Okay, so why does the Rambam have such a strange formulation by olas ria? He says shenira ponov ba'azor b'yom tov arishin shel chag v'yavi imo carbon ola b'yminof ben amei. Why does Rambam say that? Umisha ba'azor b'yomish lo hevi ola lo daish lo asan to say lo ova lo sasesh no lo ofan erego. Why does the Rambam say that? Because the Rambam is telling you like the following, that the mitzvah of lehi ra'os ba'azora is not a mitzvah simply physically to appear in the azara lifnei Hashem. That's not the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah directly to walk into the azara on yantif lehi ra'os. Just like by chagiga. You see that chugu chaga can only be accomplished via carbon, the instrument and vehicle of carbon. You must have carbon. Over here also, leiros pnei ha'azara needs a carbon, requires a carbon. So without a carbon, there's no leiros. So how did the Torah formulate this? What the Torah did simply is the ritui of havoah, of havoah's a carbon. See, the whole formulation is cumbersome. What do you mean? You walk into the Azara and you have a carbon. What does one thing have to do with the other? I mean, it's like two separate things. Either you have to walk into the Azara or you walk in the Azara. You bring the carbon. What does bringing carbon have to do? Bring the carbon is a kravas carbon. But the answer is now, we can see it very clearly, that the answer is that in carbon there's a ritzui of the regel. The regel sets up its own ritzui. And it uses the carbon as a vehicle and a means of ritzui rego, because nothing happens without carbon. So therefore, how did the Torah set up the mitzvah of leiros pnei Hashem? It set it up through the kiyum ritzui of carbon olas ria. And where is the ritzui in the olas ria? The ritzui is in the havah. That's where the ritzui is. The havahs are carbon. So therefore, the halacha is that's how the olas ria is tied in to leheros bazara. That's the tie-in. That when he comes to the azara with the carbon, so he has the ritzi of being a mavi carbon. Then incidentally, he is mekayim indirectly. I should say he's mekayim leheros pnei Hashem. There cannot be just simply leiros pnei Hashem to walk into the Azara. That's nothing. The only way you could have leiros pnei Hashem is with the ritui of being a mevi carbon. So a person is a mevi carbon Azara, so he has the ritui of being a mevi. When he has the ritui of being a mevi, then while he's doing that, he's mekayim leiros pnei Hashem bazar. That's the way the mitzvah was formulated. So it's not two separate things to walk in the Azara and to bring a carbon. There's no combination between those two things ordinarily. But over here, there is a combination, because the mitzvah is every, on the yontif, there's a ritzi of the yontif, and the ritzi of the yontif can only come about through carbon. So, and the heros pnei Azara can only come about through, while he's bringing a carbon ola into the Migdash, and he has the ritzi of a mevi, then he's mekayim leiros pnei Hashem. And if he doesn't have a carbon, then there's no leiros. Then the leiros is absent. Okay. So now let's tackle the problem of the Lav She'ein B'Maisa, the Rambam over here, and the Rambam on Perek Beis, Allah Chavav, of Misha Bola Zor B'Soch Me'achag, Ein Echayev Lavi Yola B'Yoda B'Chole Shikais. Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yes?
You also had the question of, let's say he was maybe, but the Korban was ever Makrif.
Yeah, I know, but these are questions.
Okay.
So have later. I just don't want to forget the main questions that we, you know. Okay. So the Rambam over here says that you're only over on either Iker HaRegel or Tashlume HaRegel. Why is that so? And where did the Rambam get Tashlume HaRegel? Because the Gemara has a machlokas, whether it's Tashlume the Rishon or Tashlume Zelazeh. Why? Because the Gemara says that you cannot bring more than you can't be chogeg more than one day, and if you are chogeg more than one day, so then you're over baltasef. Yeah, just a second. Where's the Gemara? Yeah, the Gemara like this. Amar Rish Lakish, Taf Chesam and Beis. Hifish Yeser Bei Mislachi Gigaso, Hikrif Chamish B'Yom Tav Rishon, Uchozo Makrif Chamish B'Yom Tav Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kivish HaPasek Shuvayna Makrif. See, so Rashi explains. Why? Because he says like this, that Shuvayna Makrif. Now, we don't say that in this case. Why not? This is a question of these. Do these belong to the Chadyuma or not? Okay. But the idea that it's only because the Rachmon Oma Vachagosim Oso Chaglad Hashem means only one day. You have no right. A person has no right. The Torah did not permit a person, as much as the Torah wanted him to be chogeg beregel, but there's a limit. The limit is only one day and no more. If he does more, he's over baltaisus. So what is this v'chagosim? This is a pasuk v'chagosim also chaglad Hashem. So you see from the pasuk that the regel finds its ultimate fulfillment in that day of the korban chagiga. That day is where the regel is fully actualized, but you can't do it more than one day. So the machlaikis is, plain shot is, okay, one day. So any day in the regel he wants, he can do it every day. Every day calls to him, today, do it today. So that's one mandama. That's the machlaikis in Naftasim and Aleph. Okay? So that's machlaikis Tashlum Rishon, or if it's Tashlum and Zelazeh, yeah. So Rabbi Yechanan holds it's Tashlum of the Rishon. Rabbi Yishai says Tashlum is Elazah, any day. But Rabbi Yechanan held no, only Tashlum of the Rishon. Why? Because like we said yesterday, he held the Torah did not leave it arbitrarily for the person to choose one day to actualize the Rego. The Rego actualizes itself. It has to set itself up. So Yom Rishon Shel Rego, the first opportunity, and the Yom Rishon with the Kedushas Hayom, that's the day that really is Kavua. For the day of the regal, where the regal is fully actualized, b'havos korbanoso. Bismana said we don't have that, but bismana migdosh, that was the regal. That day was the full was the regal b'shlemusa. That's why the Rambam calls it ikar regal. Gemara calls it ikar regal. That's what it means, ikar regal. What is ikar regal? What do you mean ikar? In the other day, it's also regal. No, it's ikar regal because that's the actualization of the regal. So on the day that he's mevi korbanoso, that day is the actualization of the regal. Or if he didn't bring it that day and he brings it another day, so that second day is the actualization of the regel. When we say tashlumin to rishon, it doesn't mean that when you bring tashlumin, now the rishon was actualized. But according to the Rambam, the day that you may be karbanosov, that's the day that the regel is actualized. So if either it's yom rishon or else it's tashlumin to rishon. The Yom Tashlumin, that's the actualization. Okay. That's the Ram. So the Ram says, in either of those two, Tashlume Rishon or Iker Arego, so on that day, the Rambam says, that day he can't come into the Migdash, into the Azara, without a carbon. Okay. Now let's go back to the question. The question was, why is it considered a lav sheni b'maisa? Why? Because according to the Rambam, you could be over it many times. So you see, it's not the failure to bring a carbon. If it's the failure to bring a carbon, so he brought a carbon. First day, he brought a carbon. Now he comes in again, he walks in again. Why is he over? Because the Rambam says clearly, on that day, the first day, for instance, he definitely will be over. Okay, it's only on the other days. He doesn't have to. So the answer is like this, because the Rambam holds it's not the failure to bring a carbon, but it's the failure to realize the mitzvah of Le'eros. That's the failure. So if you don't have a carbon, there is no Le'eros. Because the carbon, the way Le'eros is set up, according to the Rambam, is it's set up in a unique way. It's not simply to walk into the Azara. It's via. Via the Ritzui being Mevi Carbon Lazara. So if he's not a Mevi Carbon Lazara, there is no Le'eros. So the lav of Le'ero Fonai Rekam, according to the Rambam, is only in the Azara, like we said, according to the other, like according to the Smag. It's only when you're in the Azara where you're capable of being the kind of the mitzvah, but the lav is to fail in the Le'eros. So if he doesn't have a korban, he's simply failing in the Le'eros. There is no kiyum of Azara. And that's what that goes back to Rav Chaim said, that the Machlekes will be telling, is there kiyum Azara or not? So according to the Rambam, there is no kiyum Azara, but when you're in the Azara, and when you're in the Azara, in that case, if you fail to have the Ritzui Korban, so you're going to fail in Le'eros. So then you're over the Asay, and you're also over the Los Asay. And that you could be over many times. If the day is a day where the regal is Bishleimusa, the regal is completely, fully being actualized, on that day, every time he walks in the Azara and he fails to be Mekayim Le'eros, he's over Le'eros Fanei Rekam. So that answers that explains the Ram, why it's not a lav she'yesh b'maisa, it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. Nevertheless, he could be over this lav many times in one day, because it's not the failure to bring a carbon, it's the failure Le'eros through the vehicle of carbon. That's the failure. So it's intrinsically lav she'ein b'maisa. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now let's explain simcha. Why does the Rambam have to say there's a mitzvah of a korban simcha? Why didn't the Rambam say that the mitzvah is simply achilas b'sar kodesh tefnei Hashem? So the answer is because since it's a halacha of ritui, the regel requires ritzui, and the ritzui of the regel can only come about through carbon. Only carbon is the vehicle and the instrument of ritzui. And you need carbon in order to mekayim olas riyah, and you need carbon in order to be mekayim the kiyum ritzui of the chag through achilas chagiga, and you need ritzui in order to be mekayim simcha. If you need ritzui for simcha, so it's a chovas carbon. You could be yotze a chovas carbon through achilas kayanim. It could do it through bechor or Yisrael through the Dharma and Davos, because the kiyum ritzui over there is simply in achilas basal of Nei Hashem. So since that's the ritzui, so you could be so there's no problem of ina bo elam and achulin, because it has nothing to do with avor. It has simply to do with this carbon is different. This carbon is simply the act of being sameach through achilas basal of Ne'er Hashem. So since that's the case, so it doesn't matter if it's a dharma and a davis. It doesn't matter. There's no aloch of havoah. There's no din havoah over here. That's what the Rambam is explaining. Where the ritzui is a ritzui of havoah, so then Ola goes its way, it's Ishim, and Chagiga goes its way, it's Achila. But over here, it's not a Ritzui of Avah. The Ritzui is Achila of Ne'ashem. But carbon, you must have. Without carbon, there is no Ritzui. So that's why it's a Chovas carbon. But you could be Yotze, your Ritzui carbon, through Achilas Nedarim and Nedavos. But what are you Yotze? If you eat the Nedarim and Nedavos, you Yotze Ritzui of carbon, Shalmei Simcha. That's what you Yotze. So there must be, it's a Kiyum carbon. It's not a kiyum of achilas basar, because it requires ritzui, and ritzui requires carbon. So that's why it had to be set up as a, as a chiyuv, a chovas karbon. If it's not a chovas karbon, there's no ritzui. And ritzui requires karbon. Okay? So that explains the shalmei simcha. What do you mean?
You're saying that by simcha there's no the ritzoi is only achila, therefore there's no problem of bam and achulan.
Right.
But by chagiga also the ritzoi is through achila.
Yeah, the ritzoi is through achila, but he still has to be the chagiga is still considered that he's mevi carbon chagiga. The essence is, it's true, the ritzi is in the achila. The ritzi is an achilas karbono shehevi, a karbon chagiga. But in the ritzi of simcha, it's only in the very achila of Ne'er Hashem. It's not tied to the fact that he's mevi karbon. But there has to be a karbon there. There has to be a karbon. I mean, he is a mevi karbon. I don't mean to say he's not a mevi karbon by Shalmei Simcha. He is a mevi karbon for the ritzi. But the essence of the Korban Simcha is in the Achilas Baso Lefnei Hashem. It's not tied anymore to where it came from. It's just in the Achila itself.
Right.
Yeah. If it's tied to where it came from, so then it's Eina Boa Olam
Anachola. I think you said, by Chagiga, since through your Chagiga, you're creating the Chag.
That's correct. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true, absolutely. The difference between the Chagiga and between the Simcha, see, they're both Shlomim, so what's the difference? So that's what the Rambam formulates very carefully. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says that Simcha Mor Bar Golem Hu Sheyakrev Shlomim Yeser Al Shalmei Chagiga. Why? Because they're both Simcha. You see, they're both Simcha, like Rashi says, Chugu Chagas L'Habas B'Simcha. But the Simcha of Chagiga and the Simcha of Shalmei Simcha are different. The Simcha of Chagiga is to create the Chag, to render the Chag a Chag. That's the Simcha of Chagiga. The Simcha of Olah Simcha is a different kind of a Simcha. It's a Simcha of reflection through Achilas Basa. He's Sameach. It's a Kiyam Belev of Simcha. It's a Kiyam Belev of Simcha per se. Of simcha per se. The kiyum in chagiga is not a, of course there has to be simcha, belief, but the kiyum of chagiga, the simcha over there is a simcha to render the chag a chag. So that's, in order to render the chag a chag, so it's ain't a bo'al menachulin. He can't render the chag a chag if it's bo'al menachulin. But over here, you're right, but over here, on with the shalmei simcha, the kiyum simcha is simply a kiyum belief of simcha per se. It's a kiyum belev. So there's two types of simchas. One simcha is to render, has an objective to render the chag a chag, because it's not a chag without a celebration. So you have to have simcha. No simcha, there's no chag. The other one is simply a kiyum belev of simcha per se. And that's why that's the only thing that we have left is manazet. Because since it's a kiyum belev of simcha per se, so where there's a mikdash, it's through via. It needs in order to have the full, in order to have the ritzui of the rego, of all the regolim and the rego and the migdash. So you must have carbon. But bismanazeh, since it's a kiyum of simcha belev per se, so bismanazeh it's still possible. It's still possible. Not bishlamusa, of course. Not we don't have the kiyum rego anymore that we had in time of the migdash. But there is a kiyum of simcha to be sameach v'tov lev, because that's the essence of the simcha, is simcha itself. Whereas the essence of the Simcha b'Chagiga is to render the Chag a Chag b'Mikdash. That's the objective. So you can't render the Chag a Chag b'Mikdash if he's not mevi karbonosov min achulan. If there's no avom min achulan. But over here, where it's simply the kiyum belev through the achilas basar, so there the source doesn't matter anymore. The source is immaterial. But the gavra still must have a shem of a mevi karbon, because the shem mevi karbon, without the shem mevi karbon, there's no ritzui. And without the ritzui, the simcha b'migdash cannot exist. You must have the migdash, you must have a ritzui of a karbon. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
You want to mention that the women could only do it through the karbon, according to the Rambam?
Yeah. That's very good. The Rambam, Machlek is the Rambam and the Rebbe. Because the Rambam says, Nashim Chayavas B'mitzvazu, Perak Aleph Halach Aleph in the end. And in Nosei Kelim want to say the Rambam didn't really mean that they're chayav in the carbon. But if you look in the Sefer Mitzvahs, it's unmistakable. Because over there, which one is it? Nune? It's unmistakable that he meant carbon. Nun Dalad. He shits von Lismach Bargoan. Mitzvah Sein Nun Dalad. And the Rambam says, V'heim akram tamot shal me simcha, u'me akrava shlomim elu yomru nashim chayavos besimcha. Okay? So it's clear the Rambam meant really the carbon. So why did the Rambam hold that nashim chayavos in the carbon? Because the Rambam held that in order to have a kiyum simcha b'migdash, you require ritzui. And ritzui requires a gavra of a mevi carbon. But the unit doesn't have to be our own carbon. The unit could be the carbon of the baal. That's just like it's measured, and just like it's measured similarly by chagiga. It's not measured by a unit of a yachid. It's measured by a unit of chugu chaga. So the same thing, of course, with regard to simcha. But nashim, according to the Rambam, have a chiyuv in the carbon simcha, because there's no simcha without ritzui, according to the Rambam. But the kiyum takes place through the entity of the carbon of the baal. That's correct. But when they partake of that carbon, they're partaking of the ritzui of shalmei simcha, of the carbon, the kiyum ritzui of the carbon. There you see a clue in Rambam. Okay. The Ravid apparently holds there's no chovas for an isha. The Ravid holds there's no chovas ritzui carbon at all. That's the machlekes around in the Ravid. Ravid holds there's no chovas. There's just simcha b'leiv, just the kiyum b'leiv of simcha. That's what the Ravid holds. That's what the Ravid says. Amavram lo b'carbon lo b'simcha shetismach and b'ila shetala ima v'yisamachasa. So the Ravid holds it's only a kiyum b'leiv. Of course, the reason why the Ravid. Why does the Ravid hold that way? Because the Ravid holds, it's only possible over here because in Simcha, because since the Simcha, like we said before, the essence of the Simcha is, the objective of the Simcha is no other objective other than Simcha per se, and that's a key and belay of Simcha, so the Isha doesn't need a carbon the Ravid holds in order to mekayim a mitzvah. But the Rambam holds it's a key of Simcha, but the key of Simcha beregel requires ritzi carbon, so therefore she must have a ritzi of Hashem carbon, and that she can accomplish through the carbon of the baal. That's the machlekes in Rambam and Ravid. Okay, that's good, very good. Shkach. What else? Okay, we're leaving anything out? That explains the Rambam, the strange formula of the Olas Ria. Okay. Yeah. Now let's get to the problem of the carbon. Okay, the problem of the cotton, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, and Gimel. Okay, so what was the problem? The problem was that What was the first question? What was the first question we raised? Was, okay, you'll get that. The second question, the third question was...
Women with the
law. Oh, yeah. Why Nashim and Achayavos? Why aren't Nashim, not Chayavos in the law, so I say. And the Rambam, the Girsa that Saul mentioned, the Girsa over there is, in Kapachas, they're not Shayach b'mitzvah. So now you understand clearly what the Rambam is, not Shayach in the mitzvah. Since the mitzvah is not Leiros ba'azora, the mitzvah is Leiros ba'azora al yidei chovas ritzui karbon, and the ritzui of havasa karbon, that's the whole formula for Leiros, according to the Rambam. So noshes and the layerof on erekam is only when you're in the azara and you fail to be mekayim leiros pnei Hashem al yedei carbon. So for anisha is not shaykh because she's not the carbon, so it's not shaykh for her to be over the law altogether. The lashon of kapach lashon is definitely better and it's more precise. And according to the way we're learning, the Ram is explaining why, because you can't be chayev in a losa say. If the whole instrumentation is not shayach, I mean they're simply not in the whole parsha. What are you going to say that they failed? They're not included in the chovas. They're not Yeroah calls a chorcha. Not included in the chovas carbon olas riyah to begin with. So how could they violate that the how could they violate failing in Leiros? So the Rambam's clear why Nushim cannot be over in Lo Yero Fonei Regem. Okay? Yes. Yeah.
Yerushalmi,
yeah.
Which holds that there's a separate mitzvah of...
I know, but the Rambam doesn't pass
me the Shalmi. Different formula.
I'm just explaining the Rambam. Rambam's like the Bavli. Okay. Now, the... Now we're up to the Perek Beis, Halacha Beis and Gimel. Hamakamates, so the case of Hamakamates. So the Rambam holds that these people are chayev. These people are chayev. And then my son's question: why apishem meusim nei malachtan areil matar? Why does he have to say they're matar and gufan? I was just giving them advice. I mean, they're chayev. That's it. And then also the question of kol katan sheyachol lechos biyado shalaviv. So he's chayev lechancho. And then the Rambam suddenly brings in Shinema Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. What's the Yeroa Kol Zechorcha? If the Rambam holds, if he holds Yeroa Kol Zechorcha, so then it's not Chinuch, it's the Raisa. And if he holds it's Chinuch, so Yeroa Kol Zechorcha Lamayasa, it should be to exclude Mekamites, and the Rambam includes them. So here, the answer is as follows. That the halacha of the ritzui is a din in ritzui of the way there's a din of ritzui of the yachid, but then there's a ritzui of all of Klal Yisrael. That's bevo chol Yisrael eros as panei Hashem alekecha. It's a pasuk. So you see, there's a ritzui of the kol hakol, all of Klal Yisrael. So that's how the Rambam really learns that Gemara. That when the Gemara first mentioned that the Gemara says, Kam b'katan shegiyah l'chinuch, kam b'katan shelo agiyah l'chinuch. So the Gemara says, katan shegiyah l'chinuch d'rabbanani, einoch anez, and Gemara says, so what do you do with the Yeroa Kol Zechorcha? Well, the Rambam is learning like this. Not that the first Mandi Omar held that was completely mistaken when he says Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. Because the Gemara does, there is a memra like that. Amamar calls the Chorchel. Rabbi says, "Akanim." There is a memra like that. What do you do with that memra? So the Rambam held that memra never became bottled. Amamar Yeroa calls the Chorchel. Rabbi says, "Akanim." That's Gemara Mefereshes. The only reason the Gemara over here rejected it is because it's a machlekes. What's the machlekes? The Yeroa calls the Chorchel to be marbe the Akanim is not a wild statement. How do you explain such a thing? Gemara says it's only chinuch, so how could you have such an omamah? So the Rambam held, no. What he held was that Yeroa Kol Zechorcha is the kiyum ritzui of Klal Yisrael takes place with ketanim. There's a kiyum ritzui of a yachid, and there's a kiyum ritzui of kol ha-kohol. The kiyum ritzui of the entire kohol really takes place through, just like by Chagiga, to one of Neveso, over here also, it's who one of Ascharim. Over here it's not Kobeso, that's Chagiga, but over here it's Yeroa Kol Zechorcha, who Ubonov. That's a kiyum midaraisa of Kol Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam held that the Rambam really answered the question on the Rambam. One question was the question you just mentioned before, but the other question was Taisa's question on the Rambam. Taisa's question on the Rambam was, how could you be Mechanachim? There's no chinuch. The chinuch, especially according to the Rambam, we're learning now, the chinuch is only a day carbon. And on the kamshel, be over, what does he do with later off on a regal? But the answer is, it's true, the chinuch is through the carbon. The chinuch is through the carbon, but the Torah said there's a kiyum for the cotton. So how could the cotton walk in without a carbon? Why isn't he over a lav later off? Are you training him to be over a lav? The answer is because the deraisa says Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. So that's a kiyum midaraisa of the whole tzibur with the ketanim. So since there's a kiyum with the ketanim midaraisa, so the katan isn't over. On the contrary, the katan is not over Leirof and Aregim because the carbon of the av really is effective for the carbon, and that's what the Gemara meant. Amamar Yeroa Kol Zechorcha LeRabbos HaKtanim. So the carbon of the the carbon of the Av is a kiyum, insofar as the kiyum of the kol hakol, the katan, is part of the rias panim of the Av. That's the Yiroh Kol Zrucha. That's what Aram Paskins. So the only reason why the Rama mentions chinuch is because that's only a kiyum. But why is it a chov for the father to bring the katan? That's midrabanan, a chov, but a kiyum midaraisa. If there were no yeroa kol zechorcha midaraisa, then you'd be over and this is the raisa. If you don't have a carbon, and you can't train a katan to be over and this is the raisa. So therefore, the Rambam says there's no problem because yeroa kol zechorcha means that midaraisa, the katan is a component of the av kol zechorcha, like the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs and kol banavas charam. That's why the Rambam mentions Sefer Mitzvahs, he mentions the Banavas Charam, because the Rambam over there is mentioning Inyan HaMitzvah. And the Inyan HaMitzvah is the complete mitzvah, with the Kiyum as well. The reason why the Gemara doesn't accept it is because the Gemara holds that the Pasuk didn't come for just for the Kiyum. The Gemara held that the Pasuk has to come L'Chiyuvah, not just for the Kiyum. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. So the Rambam Paskins know that the Yeroa Kol Zechorcha can, like Amamar, it comes for the Kiyum. And that's why the Rambam Paskins, that Mekameitz and Bursi, are really Chayovim. Because the Kol Zechorcha is not Lahotzi for Mekameitz and Bursi. So the Rambam is consistent. But why does the Rambam say that Areel Matarin, Gufon, Wavon, Bechai Yisrael? Because that the Rambam holds, that if they interfere with the aliyah l'regel of others, that it lacks in the vol chol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael is a kiyum of kol Yisrael, means that they all come together. So he's not allowed to interfere with the kiyum of the vol chol Yisrael. That's what the Rambam holds. That kol, that Yeroa Kol Zechorcha means the vol chol Yisrael is a kiyum, and therefore they can't interfere and create ketos. If you create ketos, so then it lacks in Kol Yisrael. So that's what the Rambam says, the Chayav Latar. But there's no p'tur, according to the Rambam, because Kol Zechorcha, Yeroa Kol Zechorcha is not a p'tur. Yeroa Kol Zechorcha is a kiyum for ketan. So that explains, that answers the Rambam by katan. The Chov HaShchinuch is the Machayev, so he has to mention the Chov HaShchinuch, but he's not, the Chov HaShchinuch is to come up with his father, and to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechorcha, which Bekatnuso has one form because it's mitzurah to the carbon of Aviv. But that doesn't mean that that's not chinuch. Just because when he's a godly, he's going to have to bring his own carbon, doesn't mean that there's no chinuch now in the Tzuras HaMitzvah the way the Torah set up for him. So now the chinuch is that he comes and he's a component of his father's. He's tied into his father's carbon. But the chinuch is in terms of the mitzvah. He'd be mechanechim in the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. That's the Chov HaShchinuch according to the Rambam. As a matter of fact, the Lashon Rambam fits in perfectly. Because the Rambam says, Le'rozbuk de'lechancho b'mitzvah shenema Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying. Rambam is saying, which mitzvah you'd be mechanechim? You'd be mechanechim in the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. That's the mitzvah. The Kol Zechorcha is a kiyum of Klal Yisrael, and the cotton in that situation is a component of the carbon ria of the, it's a part, it's tied into the carbon ria of the it's al yedei carbon rias of it. And that's why it says shenema yeroa kol. That's what the chinuch is. The chinuch is to the mekayim the mitzvah of yeroa kol zechorcha bekatnuso in the form that he could be mekayim it now, and that's a kiyum chinuch that when he's a gadol he'll also being mekayim the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. Then it'll be different. He has to bring his own carbon. But that doesn't matter. He will be mechanechim in the mitzvah. In the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. The chinuch is measured in terms of the unit of mitzvah. And that's the form now. But later it'll change. Doesn't matter. That's the kiyum chinuch. That's exactly the Lashon Rambam is perfect. Okay. Yes.
But in terms of Raycom, it seems to be he's on equal par. Like in terms of the Chiyav Ria, he's sort of subjugated to the Av.
He's not subjugated. He's a part of the Carbon Av.
Well, he doesn't form the Av. Well, he's not on equal footing with
he's a part of Davos. He's mitzuref to the Avos Av.
Right, so it's a
mitzuref.
It's still not an independent type of Kliyev, right?
No.
But you're saying Rekam it is.
No, it's not Rekam, because he's not Rekam, because he comes with the carbon of the Av. He's mitzuref. Let me define it better.
No, I understand. I'm just asking that, I need to clarify myself. I'm asking that, on the one hand, he's mitzuref to the Av in terms of Kliyev Riyah, but in terms of not violating Rekam, it seems to be he's just as much of a violator if he wouldn't be mitzuref to the Av.
He would be, but he's not.
Right. So
he's mitzuref. I just want to get the Lushan properly. It means that he's mitzuref to the carbon of the Av. He's mitzuref to the carbon of the Av. That's like the Ram says in Sefer Mitzvahs. So the Ram says over there that in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ram explains that it's in Kol Banavas Charam. So it means that he's mitzuref to the carbon Ola of the Av. To the Riyah, it's one entity of Riyah. And that Riyah is an entity of Akim and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, do we answer all the questions? Let me see. First question was... What was the first question? Yeah, that we answered. The second question was Lav Shem Maisa. Third question was Nashim. Fourth question was... Oh, the Taisus. Yeah. So now the question... Now let's get back to the Taisus. The question in the Taisvus is, why was the Taisvus so concerned with Smicha? With Smicha. So the reason why Taisvus is so concerned with Smicha is very simple. Because since the essence of the Olas Riyah is the Ritzi of the Mevi, and what does the Mishnah say over there? The Mishnah says, Shiori Smicha is Shiori Mitzvah. And it's keeper of a low keeper. What does low keeper mean? It's low keeper of a keeper. Low keeper means because in the kiyum ritzi of the mevi you're lacking. So that's why Taisa says that what good is it for the katan to bring an olas riyah if he can't do smicha? Because now he's lacking in the ritzi of the mevi. The whole olas riyah is the whole kiyum of bringing the, of carbon, the whole tie-in. The only way he could tie in the carbon and the leiros, the only way he could tie in the carbon and the leiros is because the leiros is in combination is basically leiros al yedei ritzui havas kar carbon, but over here the cotton can't do smicha, and over there we say low keeper. So there's no ritzui of the mevi. So since there's no ritzui of the mevi, so what kind of chinuch is it? So Taisva says mikomakom damya lechinuch. What does it mean? It's damya. It means it's true. There's no ritzui of the mevi, but he still has a shem mevi. And as long as there's a Shem Mevi, you're still Chayiv and Chinuch. That's the thesis. Okay, so we answered that question. We answered the Rambam and Ezel Katan. I think we answered all the questions, am I right? The only question we didn't answer so far is the Lav of Lo Yero Fonai Rekam, which is the Lav that the Rambam explains that Al Kol Panim has to bring Olos to Shlomim, the question I mentioned today. What does Shlomim have to do with it? Okay, yeah. So... what does Shlomim have to do with it? Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what I think the answer to that question is. I didn't mention it in the Shir and the Shuras, but I'll tell you what the answer to that question is. We did skirt the issue. You see, the Rambam mentions that there's two kabbonis, essentially. There's Chagiga and Olas Re'iyah, that go together. Mishalo hikriv, like now, Allah Dalad, Paragraph of Allah. Mishalo hikriv, the Yom Tov Arishon, Olas Riyaso, Vishalme Chagigaso, Harezen Makrivan, Beshoyamos Orego, Shinema, Shivas Yamim Tocho, Gladashem Lakecha, Milame, Shekulin Ruyin, Lachagigo, Vachulin Tashlume Rishonain. So what happened to Ria? The Ram doesn't mention Ria. But he does mention in the beginning of Alacha, Mishalo Hikrav Yom Tov Rishon Olas Riyaso Veshalmei Chagigaso. So his Makav Lanko says, Shivas Yom Tochog Lad Hashem Lekecha. Yeah, but what about Olas Riyah? Doesn't say anything about that. But the answer is like this. The answer is there's a strong relationship between Chagiga and between Riyah. Because Chagiga renders the Chag a Chag. But the Kiyum of the Chag is not simply to celebrate. The kiyum of the chag is le'ros p'nei Hashem lekecha. That's the kiyum. The kiyum is through the olas ria. And the olas ria is really philosophically, metaphysically, is the essence of the chag, which is yedias Hashem. You see, machlekes the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam on the first blot of Beis and Aleph. It says yira yira kederach shabal liros pirush Rashi kederach shabal kadosh baruch l'roscha. Dainu b'shteinov afato bo liroso b'shteinecha. So that's a lach of the Suma Beinu Achas is pater. So Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. V'lo yitachon Rabbeinu Tam dolo shayach biyagavei shchina. He says you can't, the semantics isn't good, you see. Because it says Kedar Shabakash Bahu. What do you mean Bakash Bahu Rasa? By Shechina is not Chayach to say Lashin Ba. Okay? So but what does Rashi really mean? What does it mean when we use that expression of Ba? The answer is what it means is Ashgacha. What it means is Ashgacha. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo L'Roscha, it means that Ashkifa Mimon Kutchko Emin HaShemayim. It means to say Bo L'Roscha V'Shtenach, according to Rashi, it means Ashgacha. So according to Rashi, the idea of Le'Ros Pnei Hashem, Le'Ros is that just like Ashgachas Hashem is full, nothing is lacking, so too you should live completely in line, a life that's in line with that hashgacha, b'shteinecha, which means you have to use chachma so that your life is in line with hashgacha. That's the way Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Tam didn't like it because he held the semantics is not good. What does it mean shabal? In the Migdash is Shechina, and Shechina and the Shechina in the Migdash is also the Migdash is Shechanti B'Sochem. So it doesn't really. It doesn't make sense to say Ba, because the Shechina is always there. That's Rabbeinu Tam's objection. But nevertheless, according to Rashi, the Leiros and the Liros is in terms of Ashgacha, and that's really the central function of Migdash is Ashgacha Sarashem, the Shavarti Gaon Uschem. That's in the Klolos. That once you have the removal of Migdash, so then there's no more Ashgacha. So the Migdash is the system of the Migdash is Ashkachas Hashem. That's what Rashi says. That's why you bought to the Migdash. Why? So you should come to the realization that you have to live completely in line with a life that warrants Ashkachas Hashem. That's Rashi. But Rabbeinu Tam learns differently. Rabbeinu Tam, because of the problem of the semantics, that Rabbeinu Tam learns differently. He learns that Akengos Rabbeinu Tam Yira Yira. Yeroa Yira Male Ros Bishtei Enov Shabot Odom Shodom Bol Hisros Lufnei Hamakom Bishtei Enov Shamakom Af Ha'odom Bol Liros Hamakom Bishtei Enov. So what does Rabbeinu Tam learn? Rabbeinu Tam learns that the idea is Yedias Hashem. It's not God's Hashgacha, it's God's omniscience. So just like you appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his omniscience isn't lacking anything, so too you, as a human being, with your Tzelem Elokim, with your Chachma, you can't have any lack. And you have to apply Chachma to every single area of your life. B'chol derechecha da'eir. There can't be any corner of your life that you just go off into an emotional type of existence. Every area must be completely with Chachma. So that's the analogy, the Leiros and the Liros. But that's why, by the way, that's why the Navi always uses Leiros. The Torah and the Navi always Leiros. Never Liros. Never Liros has been Hashem. Leiros has been Hashem Alekecha. Because even though the purpose is for you to get your life in line, either according to Rashi with Ashgacha, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking about Yediyas Hashem, and that a person must apply Chachma in every aspect of his life, like the Rambam says, in order that his whole life should be in line with Yediyas Hashem, the one objective, that's the objective of all life, the objective of all objectives. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam. But still, so why don't you say Liros? The answer is because for you personally, that's your objective. But once Yediyas Hashem comes into the formula, that takes precedence. That's always the center and the essence of everything. So you can't, if you'd say liros, then you'd be making yourself the center of everything. And while it's true, that's your purpose, but once you mention Hashem, so it's always a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yedias Hashem. That is the entity, the metaphysical entity that has prominence and the only real entity of existence. So that's why it's Leros. Leros has been Ad Hashem Lekecha. The Torah doesn't say Liros. Always Leros. Because in the presence of God's knowledge, nothing else exists. Nothing else has any importance. So you may have your personal objective, but metaphysically, there's nothing that exists once you're talking about the knowledge of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's always Leros. The Torah says Leros. Navi says, Kisavo Leros Panai. Leros Panai. It's the recognition. Once the person recognizes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge, his omniscience, so then everything else falls away. Everything else is unimportant. Everything else is completely secondary. So that's really the philosophy of the Leros. That's why the Torah says that unique expression that one would think grammatically is incorrect. You should say Leros. No, the correct is Leros, because metaphysically, once you're talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge, man is nothing. So it's Leros, as Pnei Hashem. He comes there for a purpose. But once he realizes the Yedias Hashem, that his knowledge is infinite, not lacking, then he is in the state of Leros. So the kiyum is in the Leros. The objective is Leros. So it's Leros or Leros. So that's really the whole fulfillment of the regal. That's the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. It's not just in the Gemara, Leros or Leros. It's not just, you know, a matter of drush. This is a matter of the whole essence of the halacha. So you see from the halacha that the whole kiyum haregel comes about through the olas ria. The olas ria, the ritzui of the carbon olas ria, is really the essence of the fulfillment of the regel. So the carbon chagiga makes the regel, but the regel has a higher objective. Not just to be chugu chaga, even chugu chaga with Hashem, that's not enough. Chugu chaga demands what you're being chogeg about. And what are you being chogeg about? That's leiros as Pnei Hashem. That's the essence of what the chag is. The essence of the chag is to come into the Migdash, because you're coming there in order to improve yourself. And when you come in there, you realize that the Yedias Hashem is not lacking, and his knowledge is complete, and his knowledge is ein la'erech la'kates. And once you realize that, that's the whole kiyum haregel. That's the kiyum haregel. And that's the whole objective of the chugu chaga. So the chugu chaga is to make it into a regel, but then once you make it into a regel, now it travels higher to its metaphysical objective, which is the whole objective of the regel. Leros is Pnei Hashem Lekecha. From the Pesukim, you see clearly that that's the whole objective of the regel. Leros is Pnei Hashem. Shosh Pam Hashem Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. So the whole regel finds its fulfillment in the Olas Ria. So that's why. So the Chagiga has an objective. So with that, I believe we could explain the Rambam in the Lav Lo Yero Fonai Rekam. Why does the Rambam include the Shlomim? Why does it include the Shlomim? He should have just said no, like he says in the Yad. Lo Yero Fonai Rekam is really if you come to the Azara without the Kiyum Ritzui of the Olas Ria. So then, I mean, not only are you not Mekayim Mitzvah, you're over Lav. Why does he say? What does the Shlomim have to do with it? But the answer, I believe, is what the Rambam holds is that if a person would not bring a Shlomim, if he would not bring a Chagiga, he'd be lacking in the Ria as well. He'd be lacking in the Ria as well, because the Chagiga is the foundation for the Ria. So he doesn't mention it in the Yad because that's just an extraneous thing, but in the Mitzvah. He mentions in the Inyan HaMitzvah, he mentions it. that he must have al kapanim, he must have olos u'shlamim. Why does he bring in shlamim? Because if shlamim is missing, it means shalmei chagiga is missing. If shalmei chagiga is missing, then and you just jump to the olos riyah, but you're lacking in chagiga, it's the chagiga and the riyah are one unit. The chagiga is to render the chagachag for what? For leros espanei Hashem. So if you just have leros through the carbon ola, but you're lacking in chagiga, then you're lacking in olas riyah as well. So that's why the Rambam, you're not over a lav, and you're mekayim the mitzvah, but in the inyan mitzvah, and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs defines the inyan mitzvah. And the inyan mitzvah, if you wouldn't bring a chagiga, you'd be lacking. And that's why the Rambam ties them both together in Allah Chadalat. Nishlo hikrav b'yom tavrishin olas riyaso v'shalmei chagasa reizem makrivan b'shoyim osarego. Shenema shivas yom tochog v'ar Hashem lekecha. Why does that include olas riyah? Because the answer is they want. The carbon chagiga has an objective. Its objective, riyah, olas riyah. So when the pasuk says that shivas yomim tochog v'ar Hashem, So it means olas riyah too, which is the objective of the chagiga. So that's why it can be makriv. The whole chag, they unify, they're tied together, and that explains the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that if you're lacking in the shlamim, so if you didn't bring a chagiga and you just brought a riyah, you'd be lacking in the riyah as well. So the Rambam over there, it wouldn't be over a lav, strictly speaking, but you'd be lacking. You'd be lacking in the kinyan. And you'd be lacking the kiyum of the carbon riyah, and in the kiyum of the carbon riyah, and therefore you would be over the lo yero fanei rekom, not a lav sheish b'mali, not a lav in the full sense of the lav, but it would be lacking, because since the Rambam holds the way we explained very well, that since the Rambam holds that what is the lo yero fanei rekom, it means to fail insofar as the riyas panim through the carbon of the olas riyah. So if you say the chagiga, if you're lacking the chagiga, it's going to be lacking. So in the inyan alav, you'll be over. In the inyan alav, you'll be over. Because you'll be lacking in the assay. If you're lacking in the assay, so then you're lacking in the, so you're lacking insofar as the layer of anarekam is concerned. Okay. All right, so let's stop. The year in the Yeroah, right? So we had the year in the Yeroah. I just want to finish up some points that we left hanging in the Shir, because there are a few themes that we encountered here. Now, the thing is that the year in the Yeroah, according to Rashi, we explained, it's Hashgachas Hashem, and there's Migdash. According to Rabbi Natam, it's Yediyas Hashem. The Rambam has an interesting... The Rambam's very cryptic, but it would seem that the Rambam you can't really plug in Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam says that he brings all the exclusions. Yeah, by the way, I wanted to add one thing to what I said yesterday on the Le'eroh Fanei Rekom in the Rambam, from the Rambam, from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I didn't see anybody mention the question, but it seems to be an open question. What is Shlomim doing there? So we explained that if he's not Mevi Shlomim, he's just Mevi Olas Riyah, so he's lacking in the Kiyum Riyas Pnei Hazara. So he's lacking in the Kiyum of Le'esros of Hashem. So we'll be lacking in the carbon, and since the lo sase is basically to fail to be mekayim the assay of the formula of how to be misroya, so he'll be in violation of the leiroh fanei rekom also. But I just want to say it. He won't be over the lav. Technically, he will not be over the lav. But will he be over? It'll be an iser of leiroh fanei rekom. He'll be over an iser of leiroh fanei rekom because the olas riyah will be lacking because there was no chagiga. So from a lav, many times there's an iser that a lav involves, not necessarily technically it was over the lav. So that's why the Rambam brings that shlomim, because over there he's really, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's discussing Inyan HaMitzvah, the full Inyan HaMitzvah. Okay, so you see that there are things in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that really aren't in the Yad, conceptual points in the structure of the mitzvah. That's why the Rambam wrote the Sefer, he wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs first, and then he wrote the Yad, but they're complementary. I mean, the way the Rambam treats the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Yad are complementary. If you look at his Agdama, in his Agdama, where he writes that before he did the Yad, he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs. They're complementary, really, and not just just put together there for minyan mitzvahs, but they're really complementary. And you see the way he counts them over. And he has in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has the count. He has in the introduction to the Yad, he has the count, and then in the Kasaros, he has the count. So he's trying to show you that the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Minyan HaMitzvahs are really complementary to the Yad. And there are things in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that aren't found in the Yad. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs really, in both mitzvahs, really opens up the framework and concepts in the Aseh and the Lav. And it teaches you, halachas. So if he doesn't bring the Chagiga, so he's over the an Isser that stems from the love of Le'erofanai, even though technically he's not over the love. So that's why the Rambam has in Sefer HaMitzvahs. I wanted to clarify that point. Okay, next, the point that we're on is the Le'eros and the Liros. So the Rambam says, where he has all the exclusions, he says, Mishchatz Yevchatz Mechorin, Minayin Shekola Ptermin Ariya, Omeya Roa Kol Zuchur Cholot Yasanashim, Mitzvah Sasei Shenanashim Chayavos Ba, Ein Ofan Chayav, Vod Reinem of Vavochol Yisrael, Lot Yavodim, the name of Vavochol Yisrael Le Roos, Kishim Shehein Boim Le Roos Lefne Hashem, Kachim Boim Liros Hadar Kocho Ubeis Shchinasa, Lotzi Suma Shein Aroa. Okay. So the mitzvah involves physical re'iyah. That's what the Rambam is saying. I mean, it involves the maisa ha-mitzvah, involves physical re'iyah, and that physical re'iyah must be a full re'iyah, a full re'iyah sa'adam. So if he's a suma, filo nismo eino achas, sharei ein re'iyah sa shlema. So the re'iyah is, he can't do the maisa mitzvah. So, yeah. But the idea, you see, okay, and basically, where is this derived from? This is derived really from Hakel, and Hakel is a halacha of limud, and the according to the Rambam, and according to the Gemara Chazal, the equations from Hakel and Chagiga are really tied together in principle and. And the ideas are tied together. You see from the equations, and over here, the tamei mitzvahs, I mean, are implicit in the whole structure, the tamei mitzvahs, and you know the Rambam stresses the significance of the tamei mitzvahs, especially in the end of Temura. Where he says that the list halach and tmura, afalpisha kol chukei haTorah gzeros hein k'mo shebi'anu b'sof mi'lo roi lizbonin bohen b'chol ma shata yochalitin lo tam tein lo tam harem rachamim arishonim shemelav shlomo haven rov hataomim shel kol chukei haTorah. So you see that the limud haTorah involves a limud of tamei haTorah. So then the Rambam goes into his explanation insofar as Temur is concerned, and he comes back and he says, "Rov dine haTorah einan ela etzos merachok." Ideas, advice from the distance, migadol haetzos from Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'sakein hadeos uliyasher kol hamasen. So therefore, I mean, if it's not possible really to just engage in the technical structure of the mitzvah, but the technical structure of the mitzvah is tied into Tamei HaMitzvah, and Tamei HaMitzvah are extremely significant. extremely significant. And the you see the halachas follow here really very closely, the Tameh Mitzvah. And the Tameh Mitzvah, that's why Hakel is tied into Chagiga, and the Rambam has it in the same, in the same prakim. So Hilchas Chagiga. So they're tied together because the ideas are intrinsically tied together, and the idea of Hakel is limud, and it's really a recreation of Maamar Har Sinai, so which is the ultimate situation of limud for Klal Yisrael. All limud goes back to Sinai. Ki Aram says ki yom shenitna bo Torah, ki yom shenitna bo b'Sinai. The Raman Perik Gimel Allah Chavav. So the question is, what is the equation here between the Liros and the Leros? And it's derived from Hakel. One thing you see, according to the Rambam, I mean, it has to be the physical Ria represents, of course, the Ria of the Das. So it has to be something that's tied to the Das HaOdom in the Liros. And Liros means that he is engaged in Yedias Hashem, like Rashi mentions in Chagiga, Vayechazu Asa Alekim. So it's there's a Riyah Sinayim physical, and there's a Riyah of the Das. So that's clear. But the question is, what is the Leros according to the Rambam? What is the Leros? He says, "Kshem shem boim le'eros l'fnei Hashem." So, what is the le'eros l'fnei Hashem? Kachem boim liros hadakotcho beishchinaso. So, the ria of hadakotcho beishchinaso is to move the person towards Yedias Hashem, his own knowledge, improve his knowledge, Yedias Hashem. But what is the le'eros? That's the question. So, the le'eros in the Rabbeinu Tam is really that it's a reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge is not lacking. He's all-knowing. Like the Rambam says, that Rav Mehem Chachmas Hashem Va'erech Lein Lokeitz. And according to Rashi, it's Kishem Shebo Lerosho means that it's a reference to Hashgacha. But the Rambam, you can't fit these things in, it doesn't seem. So Ram just says, Kishem Shem Boim Le'eros L'fnei Hashem. I mean, that's it. He just says, Le'eros L'fnei Hashem. The implication from the Rambam is that there's a kiyum, an intrinsic kiyum in Le'eros L'fnei Hashem. Le'eros L'fnei Hashem. So what is the Le'eros L'fnei Hashem? What is Le'eros? What does it mean? It says they come for two reasons, Le'eros L'fnei Hashem and Liros. So I think one thing we could say is that in the Le'eros, in Le'eros, the person takes himself as a cheftza. That's what Le'eros is. The Liros is very simple. Liros is to gain yedia, to gain yedia. But the Le'eros is where the person takes himself as a cheftza and brings himself before God, so to speak, as a cheftza. So what is the analog for that in metaphysically? What's the metaphysical analog for that? So I found two Rambams, really, that I believe explain it. And one Rambam is in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Chagiga itself, in Ein Darshan. And the Rambam says over there that the Mishnah says, Kol mi she'eino choso kavod kono rosuyu shlo bolo olam, kilo lo bolo olam. So I mean, it would have been better that he shouldn't exist. So the Rambam explains, what is it? Mala 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 mato mala fana mala ocha. Yeah. So the Rambam explains in the Pirush Mishnayos. So the Rambam explains like this. The Rambam says, I don't have the Pasch edition, but I have the Shmuel Ibn Tibbetz edition. He says like this, that kol shelo chos. He says, Pirush ki hedrom min hanushius. that he removes himself from being an Adam, that Yosef Kishor Balechayim, Tov Lemetzius, Mimetzius Adam, Tov Lemetzius Adam, and Neshem Evakesh, Vodas Hadavar Chutz Midako, Valmasha Eino Betivo. He says like this, that the Lashon is a little corrupt, but he says like this. He says that when a person, if a person goes beyond his abilities, ki lo yidme mala mailo mala mata, ela evil betzura sanim tzoyim, kishi yitzo ha'odam ha'orum an ha'chachma, lachsho v'atche yeda ma'she ala shamayim ha'mitachas la'oriz b'demyono ha'nifsad, shum medame osom, kimo bayis ha'aliyo, Kamokin Mashahoya Kodam Shinivra Shamayam Mashayya Achashi Yifsidur Shamayim Totsioso Zuha Machshova El Hashigon the Simhon Alevov. So the Ram says two things. He says that a principle in Yahadus, that the physical universe, although it's physical, cannot be construed ultimately in a physical way. That's what the Rambam is saying, and that's the Yesod in the Das. So if a person wants to know what's outside of the universe, it's possible to construe it intellectually, but you cannot construe it imaginatively. You see, that's the Yesod. Like, it's interesting. I mean, we're fortunate because we're at a time where there's been many advances in science. And the concept today is an accepted concept that the universe is finite, but finite but bounded. So bounded and finite, but these concepts can only be construed intellectually. They cannot be construed in a physical way. You can't try to imagine. That's what Chazal was saying here. You can't try to imagine what's outside the universe, like Miram says. He tries to imagine b'dimyono hanifsad with his imagination. Because the difference between an intellectual person and an ordinary person is that an ordinary person feels that with his imagination, just like he physically has perceptions, that the vehicle of the imagination can give him an explanation and an understanding of ultimately of the universe and of the creation. And that's what Chazal pointed out in Ein Dorshin, that such a thing is not possible. And these things can be construed only intellectually. So if a person tries, Adam Anissa, a person that is not on the level, tries to construe it in an imagination fashion, so then it will lead him to Shigon. It will lead him to nonsense and Shigon. So that's the meaning of the Chazal. And then he says like this, the Rambam says, that he says like this, and that's true in terms of the space element, like what's above and what's below, and also in terms of the time element, what existed before and what will exist after the universe ceases to exist. Okay, now it runs like this. He says the inyan zuham milo hamafueris. And this is something, this beautiful memra, and this is with Ruach HaKodesh. He says, Ba'omram kol shelo chosol kavakono rotzabo. What does it mean, shelo chosol kavakono? He says, kol shelo, what does it mean, he wasn't chosol on the Kvod of Hashem? What does that mean over here? What is that doing here? So the Rambam explains, Mishilo Yochus V'Yachmo Al Sichlo, Ki Aseichel Hu Kvod Hashem, V'She'eino Yodea Shir Zeh Adova Shenitan Lo, Nishtalach Im Taivoso V'Nimshol Kavemos. He says that the fundamental concept is, Eino Chosol Kavakana means that he doesn't evaluate properly his intellect, the Seichel. Adam. And he says this is Kolel. I believe the reason why the Rambam says this is Bezel Aki, because the Rambam says in the Mora in certain places where he talks about the Maimar Neflos of Chazal, so he says look how they capture the idea in one phrase. And that's what the Rambam's saying over here, that they captured the concept in one idea. And they zeroed in on one idea. What is the chesaron in man? You could say the chesaron in man could be distilled, reduced to one thing, that he fails to recognize the tzelem elokim, the seichel hanushi that he's endowed with. So when he fails in that score, he fails everywhere. He fails in terms of his knowledge of the universe. He fails scientifically because, as I said, we're at a very good position, fortunate that there's been advances in knowledge in the past century which really give us a clear idea of what Chazal were talking about. And that is that around the turn of the last century, so there were many scientists that were experimentalists, that they felt that the universe can be construed experimentally. Experimentally is imaginatively. And that was the whole battle against the other scientists, which were Einstein and his other Jewish scientists, that the world, put up a big battle against, because, as Einstein one time said, it was thought previously it was thought that the universe can be construed without that many calculations. But now it's become clear that in order to understand the physical universe, one must go off into a world of abstract thought that's endless. So that was really a change in the whole scientific outlook. It was a big battle, the empiricists against those that were theorists. So this is really this has been the Yesod of Yadus from Sinai. That's what the Rambam is saying over here. That if a person doesn't have the proper evaluation of what the Tzelem Elokim is, the uniqueness of the Tzelem Elokim, and that alone gives him insight. And that is so then he'll lack both scientifically, he'll lack also philosophically, and that's what the Rambam says, and he'll lack metaphysically, So the Rambam says, he says, the Sechel is Kvod Hashem. The Sechel is Kvod Hashem in many ways. It's Kvod Hashem because if a person has an appreciation of what the Tzelem Elokim is, that itself gives him the greatest Kvod Shemayim. It also allows him to engage in activities that give him the Kvod Shemayim through the activities and through the knowledge. And also, it structures his life, his ethical life, his philosophical life, it structures. And that's what the Rambam continues. And he says like this, which means that a person who has a recognition of the value of the Tzelem Elokim will be no difference to him, b'seser b'goloi, because the person that's motivated by goloi is motivated by social considerations. But the Seichel HaAdam, the Tzelem Elokim, is objective reality. So this one idea, that's what the Rambam says, is Be'ez HaLakim. This one idea incorporates everything. And the idea is the recognition of the Seichel and the Das HaAdam, and that itself, if a person understands, as far as he understands the value of the Seichel HaAnushi, the value of the Tzelem Elokim, that itself is a reflection of the Kvod Shemayim. And then, if he understands it, then it puts him in a position to understand and to study the universe. And then, if he understands the reality that's presented to him by the Tzelem Elokim, he'll understand the Torah in an objective way and not in a sociological way. So everything is rooted, everything is tied in, his perfection and his knowledge of science, his knowledge of Torah, and also, of course, everything ties in, all ties into Kvod Shemayim, because everything ultimately is Kvod Shemayim, in terms of his perception of Kvod Shemayim, and both insofar as understanding himself, and also his knowledge, and also regulating his life. This is all these elements is Kvod Shemayim. So, and the Rambam really, so the idea is that the knowledge of the self and the value of the soul, of the Tzelem Elokim, which is taking oneself as an object, you see, is itself the core of the Kvod Shemayim. And interesting is the Rambam in Ilchus Tshuva also mentions the same idea, where he mentions about the Chaye Olam Abba. He mentions in the Chaye Olam Abba that there are two elements there. He reduces it to two elements. It's in Perek Ches, Halacha Beis. So he says, what does it mean that the crowns on the heads? Kloma das sheyedu shebiglola zochu l'chaye olam haba mitzuya imoyim v'hiyo atara shalahem. So the knowledge of the self, the knowledge of the that with which they were zochu l'chaye olam haba, which is the soul. V'areyu omar v'simchas olam haroshem. And then he says, "Ma zeh shamu nene miziv hashchina." Sheyodim umasigin meyamita sakarish baruch hu ma she'enam yodim ve'en begufa afal hashafel. So again, the Rambam breaks it down over here into two components. It's the knowledge of the soul, shebeglola zochu l'chayel ma'bo, and the Yedias Hashem. So you see that ultimately, both Rambams really single out that there's two kinds of knowledge. There's a knowledge of the self, of the soul, the essence of man, the Tzelem Elokim, and then there is that Tzelem Elokim attains knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to that idea, basically, the Le'eros Lefnei Hashem is to take oneself as a Cheftza before God in the Mikdash. Means, in terms of Yediyah, it's a reflection, it means the Yediyah of the Tzelem Elokim and the Adam. And then the Liros is the Das with which the person has Yediyah Hashem. So the Leheros and the Liros in the Rambam is really the same idea that the Rambam mentions in the Pirush Mishnayos, on Kol Shalochos Sol Kovikano, and the same idea that he mentions in Hilchos Tshuva, and what the Chaye Olam Haba involves, the two elements in the Chaye Olam Haba, Atraseim Barashayim, the Nenim Miziv Ashchina, those two elements. Those two elements are found in the Liros and the Leros. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah and the kiyum of the regel and the Yedias Hashem is leheros, to take oneself as an entity before God, means to know oneself and to appreciate the Tzelem Elokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in Adam, and also leheros, to engage in the process of Yedias Hashem. Okay. So the that's really the three positions. Rashi, it's Ashgacha. Rabbi Natam, it's Chachmas Hashem, and the Rambam, it's Chachmas Hashem, but it's broken down into two components: taking oneself as a Cheftza, Yedi of the Tzelem Elokim, and the Das Hashem, Leros and Leros. Okay. What I wanted to finish off was, there's another idea that emerges here, and this is an idea in the halachic realm. The Liros and Leros is really in the metaphysical realm. Is in the metaphysical realm, because the idea of the Rambam says that's in the metaphysical realm. The idea of the soul of man. But there's also a halachic realm over here. And this halachic realm runs through the entire system of the Yom Tov. And that is what we traced to a ritzui of to a ritzui of the rego, and the ritzui of the rego is dafka al yedei carbon, is dafka al yedei carbon. And that's why the metaphysical, in order to have the metaphysical, you must have ritzui of carbon ola surya. In order to have the yumtif, you must have the ritzui of the chagiga. So the ritzui or regal of the chagiga. In order to have simcha, you must have the ritzui of the carbon simcha. So you see that everything revolves around carbon. Without carbon, nothing can be attained. Nothing can be accomplished. So why is it really that carbon is an essence? Why is carbon an essence over here? So what we wanted to say is that it goes back to the Mishnah in Zvacha. Well, the Mishnah in Zvacha, Das Mem Vav Amid Beis, where the Mishnah says what Karbonis is. L'shem Shisha Dvarim Azevach Nizbach. It's Machlekes, by the way, if it's Makif, but it doesn't matter in terms of the significance and the understanding of the mitzvah. Sometimes something's not Makif, but it could contain the whole essence of the idea of the Tamei mitzvah. Makif and not Makif is a halachic consideration. But in Tamei mitzvah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make it less. On the contrary, many times it's more. So the Mishnah says, L'shem Shishas Dvarim Azevach Nizbach, L'shem Zevach and L'shem Zoveach. Okay, so that's simply a matter that it's L'shem Zevach means the carbon. The carbon which is, the Shlamim, the Rechatas. L'shem Zoveach is the Bala carbon, so that's two. The four that remain, you see, and the four that remain, the whole essence of carbon is revealed. L'shem Hashem, what is L'shem Hashem? So the Gemara says, L'shem Misha Omar V'Hayolam, the creator of the universe. That's L'shem Hashem. And the Ramban, by the way, elaborates, beautiful Ramban in Vayikra, elaborates on the idea. And he mentions the Chazal. The Chazal say that Kabbanais, that in Kabbanais, it always says Shem Havaya. It always says Shem Havaya. Ram said, and Ram quotes the Gemara from the end of Menachos. Amav Shem Benave, Bor E Maxiv, the Pashta Kabbanais, Shlo Nema Behem Lo Keo, Velo Lo Kecho, Velo Lo Kim, Velo Shakai, Velo Tzvakos, Elo Yud He. Shem HaMiyuchad, Shlo Litin Pischem Pela Baldin Lachlok. And in other words, that should be clear that carbon is not l'shem kavod nivra, even a kavod nivra. It's only l'shem misha amar v'hayolam. It's not beautiful Ramban. You really have to go through it all along. So that's the ultimate objective of carbon is yediyas Hashem, which is misha amar v'hayolam, l'shem misha amar v'hayolam. That's why it says Hashem amyuchot. Now, the next three things are really tied together. L'shem Ishim. L'shem Ishim. And that's what we said, that the Isha L'Reshem Reach Nichach. And this Gemara really defines exactly what that means. So Isha L'Reshem Reach Nichach, L'shem Ishim. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, L'shem Ishim? The Gemara says, L'afuke Kevava Delo. It means you can't take the carbon and make it up into steaks, cut it up into steaks and put it on the mizbeach. It says reach l'shem reach lafuke evarim shetzolon ve'elon. To be mafkia, a person might say, look, I'll bring something nicer. I'll do tzli and then I'll put it on the mizbeach. So then it's not reach. He says, "Evom shetzolim v'helon ein ben mishum reich nichach." L'shem reich. I'm sorry. Nichoach l'shem anochas ruach l'reishem. So Rashi says, "Rashi says l'shem anochas ruach." What does it mean? L'shem anochas ruach. Nachas ruach of Ne'akarish Baruch Hu she'omar v'nasar etzano. And that's the constant, which means that we, like the Gemara says in the end of Menachos, like the Gemara says in the very, very end of Menachos, the Gemara explains again the Talmud Kabbonis. He says, the Gemara Ramban quoted, he says, he says, Shema b'shor ha-gas, ish-reich nichach, u-ba-of ha-dak, ish-reich nichach, u-ba-mincho, ish-reich nichach. Lomalach echad ha-mabar v'echad ha-mamet, u-ba-vad shi-yachavin is libo la-shamayim. Means that he must have the correct idea. And he says, Hashem ha-tam al-achilu tzorach, tam al-lomam erav, lo-omalach ki li-tev lo-malach. So it means that he cannot think that he's doing anything for God. He's only doing that which God has regulated, the true avoda that man is capable of doing in the proper manner before God. So that's shenasis ratzono. And that's why we say, and whenever you come to Kabbanis, you say, like for instance in the Tefillah and Shabbos and in Musaf, that v'shamnasa l'fanecha kabbanis chavaseinu Kimitzvas ritzonecha. Always ratzon is always mentioned in Kabbalas. What is ratzon? Kimitzvas ritzonecha. Kumoshik asaf lemis ratzonecha. Could you just say Vesmusi yamashavas and nasvenechal vengal yavo kumoshik asaf lemis ratzonecha. Now, kimitzvas ritzonecha. It means that the individual in Kabbanos is the idea that the religious emotion of man can only be regulated by God. That is Kabbanos. And really, Kabbanos is the area where Avodah Zarah, that's the essence of Avodah Zarah, which means the individual has the wrong idea of God and the wrong idea of how he's serving God. So that's and what Yahadus did by Avodah was to show that the greatest enemy of Yahadus is of Torah is the when man engages in his own fantasy and imagination and uses that in order to try to serve God. That's about Avodah Zarah. And in Kabbanos is the essence. Kabbanos is the institution which essentially, and if you study it culturally, you see how true it is, that's the area where the wildest ideas and the craziest notions are expressed, in that realm of sacrifice. So Kabbanos and Avodah is the idea, the concept, that the individual subordinates his own emotions to Hanachas Ruach, L'shem Nichoach, Hanachas Ruach, Shenasis Ritzono. Shenasis Ritzono means that he subordinates himself totally to the regulation of the Torah. Then that's specifically in Kabbanis. And that's why, basically, I mean, this is not philosophy, this is Gemara's basic ideas. And Torah Psukim. And that's why you always have Ishel Hashem Reich Nichoach, again by Kabbanis. Because that is the area where man expresses his craziness in the area of sacrifice. And what the Torah did was, the Torah taught man that he can sacrifice, but only under the regulation of the Torah, only under the Torah's regulation. So Korban essentially reflects the idea of Nafis Ratzono, Kimitzvas Ratzonecha. And that's why nothing can, without that idea, no performance could have any value. So Migdosh and everything could be a total distortion, and that's why you must have carbon. You must have carbon when the individual wants to engage in Olas Riyah, in the metaphysical. He must subordinate himself to Das Hashem. And the same thing is true in Chagiga, of course, and in a Chag, what is the nature of a Chag, and the same thing is true with regard to Simcha, that in every area there must be the ritzui of carbon, the ritzui of kabbanis, and the truth of the matter is that kabbanis and tefillah really go together. You see, Kabbanis and Tefillah, the Tefillah really explains and follows, parallels, and expresses all the ideas of the Kabbanis. And if you take a look at the Tefillah, Tefillah HaMusafim of the Sholosh HaGolem, you'll see the ideas, because because there's an interesting concept that emerges also. But first, the basic tefillah, mepnei chataynu galini ma'atzenu, and then we say, Okay, this nechatayinu, what is the essence? The essence is, and the essence of this, the tefillah nechatayinu, is kabanis. It's kabanis. That's the essence of Nechatainu. The Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosenu Melech Rachman Rachem Aleinu Tov Meit Vidor Shlanu. Again, it speaks about Shuva B'nei Veitzchak Vatchil V'Chanu Dar Shal Mechana V'Reinu B'Vinyanu V'Samchinu V'Sakuna. Again, being in Beis Hamikdash. Sounds like a repetition. But the theme in this bracha is not Korbanos Chavosenu, but the theme in this bracha is the mitzvah of the Olas Ria, and that's why it's because as a Shoshim Moshe Yireh calls the Churchos Pnei Hashem Alechecha b'makom asher yivchar b'chag Matzos chag Shavuos chag Sukkos lo Yireh es Pnei Hashem Rekam. This is Olas Ria. This is the mitzvah of Shalosh Regalim, and then of course the Vahasienu. See, Vahasienu at Hashem Alechinu is Birkas Mayadecha. Is the Korban Chagiga. That's Birkas Ma'adecha. The Birkas Ma'adecha, as the Gemara says, is Kivirkas Hashem Alekecha Shenosan Lach. That is Korban Chagiga, that each individual is Makriv Kivirkas Hashem. So that's Birkas. The Birkas Ma'adecha is expressed in the individual's expression of bringing Korban Chagiga. So Vasien Hashem Alekecha is Birkas Ma'adecha, is Korban Chagiga. You say Korban Chagiga, and the Vanchalen Shalom Kenev Simcha V'Sasan, of course, is Korban Simcha, but the Vahasienu essentially is Chagiga, and that's why the Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam before Ish Kamat Nas Yado, put in a Venemar over there. Why? Because these psukim are all together, but in Rei, in the end of Rei. But if you don't have the Venemar, the implication would be that Kivirkas Hashem Alekecha Shenosan Lach is going on the tefillah of Tov Meitiv Vidarish Lanu. But it really isn't. It's really the first part of the pasuk. The Ish Kimat Nas Yado is really the Olas Ria. So that's why the Rambam put in the Nemar, Ish Kimat Nas Yado, Kivirkas Hashem Alekecha Shenosan Lach, which means that we're only bringing in this pasuk to support or to enhance what we previously said, which is the mitzvah solas ria. So that's the Rambam's. The Rambam has his gears in the tefillah. And I wanted to mention one more thing emerges from the formulation of the two more things actually. One thing is that insofar as the so you asked me a question. So why do you have to repeat the binyan hamikdash? Why do you have to repeat the Binyan HaMikdash? So you have Binyan HaMikdash once, and then you have Korban HaSchavaseinu, which is the Medim of Nechatainu, and then the Tov Meitiv, you have the Olas Ria. So the answer is, Henoch Bol showed me a Rambam in the beginning of the very first Rambam in Beis Abchira. Yeah, Rambam said like this. Interesting Rambam. Rambam says, Mitzvah saseh lasos bayis lad Hashem, muchan lios makrivim bo akabanos, v'chogigin elov shalosh pa'amim bashana, shenema vasuli mikdash. So the Rambam says that the mikdash has two functions. The mikdash is a function of karbanos, v'shom nasa lefenecha karbanos chavaseinu, and the second function is lachog Elov Shalosh Paman Bashana, Yerah called the Churcha. So Aliyah L'Regel. So the Rambam basically is corroborated by the Anshik Nesek Delon and the Vim, because you see that the Migdash is mentioned twice, because if the Mesadre at Tfilah would have just mentioned it once, the implication would be that Migdash is for Karbanos Chaveseinu. But it's not true. It's like the Rambam says. It's Karbanos Chaveseinu, and it's also the Aliyah L'Regel. So that's why when you start a Lekinu L'Kaveseinu, Melech Rachman Rechem Aleinu, Tov Neitavi Dorash Lanu, so then you must say B'nei Veischak V'atchilu, L'chon Migdash Chal Mechano. Because the Binyan HaMigdash is necessary for the Aliyah L'Regel, just like it's necessary for the Karbanos. So the Karbanos bring Ritzui for the Regel. But in order to have Karbanos, you must have Migdash. You can't have without Migdash, you don't have Karbanos. So therefore, every time you mention the Karbanos, you have to mention only with Migdash. So that's why you mention Migdash when you mention, when you mispal in the Mabnei Chataynu, you mention Migdash, because Migdash is the only way that it's possible to have the Karbanos. So you must be mispal from Migdash. If you didn't mispal from Migdash, the implication would be you could have Karbanos. Karbanos ritzui through carbon. Your carbon is ritzui, but only through the institution of Migdash. And the same thing over here. The ritzui of the Karbanos of the Regel, of the Aliyah L'Regel, but only through Migdash. So b'nei veischak v'atchilah. You must repeat the tefillah for the Migdash. Without Migdash, there is no ritzui of Karbanos. And on the contrary, then it's shchut echot, so again it's avodah zarah. So that's why the Masadri Atfila repeated the binyan on Migdash in both frameworks, because Klal Yisrael needs ritzui karbonis, and karbonis requires Migdash. And it requires Migdash for ritzui of v'shem nasel afenachas karbonis v'aseinu, and we require Migdash for the ritzui of the Kabbalah of Aliyah, like the Rambam says, Lacha Gelov, Lacha Choginelov, Shalosh Pam Bashana. Okay. So, now there's one more point that you can derive from the Tfilas, and that is in the Vahasienu. You see, and what is Vahasienu in the Tfila? Vahasienu is really the Makom, what we're mispowel every Shabbos. Every Shabbos, the final tefillah and every tefillah is Elokeinu Elokei Hashem Eretz Yisrael Nuchaseinu. That tefillah is a constant. You have that in every tefillah. And similarly, in the Sholosh HaGolam, you always have the Vahasienu. You always have the Vahasienu. It's a constant. And it's the final tefillah. The Vahasienu is the final tefillah. So Vahasienu is B'makom Elokeinu Elokei Hashem Eretz Yisrael Nuchaseinu, which shows you conceptually a distinction between Shabbos and between Yom Tov. That in Shabbos, the Ritzui is the Menucha itself. There's a Ritzui of the Menucha, of the Yom HaShabbos. Elokeinu Elokei Hashem Ritzeiv Menuchaseinu. In the Regalim, there is no Ritzui of Shmiras HaRegel itself. The Shmiras HaRegel is not the Ritzui. The Ritzui in the Regalim is the Karbanos HaRegel. So that's why, and which carbon is identified with rendering the regular rego? That's carbon chagiga. That's carbon chagiga. Like we explained, chagiga renders the regular rego, and then the individual is chayiv in olas ria. To the whole purpose of the metaphysical purpose of the rego. But the rego itself, rendering the regular rego, is chagiga. So when you want to speak about the regel itself, the ritzui regel, so the ritzui regel is chagiga. So because that's the essence of a chug l'chaga. So you see from the Anshe Knesset Hagdolah, from the tefillah of Asiyenu, that the ritzui of the regolim is only karbanos. It's not like Shabbos. Shabbos, the ritzui, and it should be that way. It's philosophically, one can see why it is that way. Because with regard to Shabbos, Shabbos is omeid from Sheish Shemei Bereishis. So Shabbos is Misham Avayah Olam. So that is Ritzui in itself. The Shvisa itself is Ritzui. But Moed is Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, is where we set aside a separate time to be Ola L'Rego L'fnei Hashem. So that's a different kind of a ritzui. That ritzui requires karbonis. The ritzui of the moed, of the chag, of the regel, is a ritzui only through karbon. And that's why today we don't have the ritzui. So you don't say lekinav lekev asenu ritzui b'maadeno b'rigoleno b'zmaneno. You don't say that. You say yivasiyeno l'shem lekinu is birkas maadecha. When it's spalala, we should have the migdash so that Klal Yisrael will be able to have the ritzui. That's the vasiyeno. Okay. So really from the ideas of the Kabbonis, the ideas of the Tfilis really emerge. Yeah. Okay, just let me think if there's anything that we left.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Did you want to explain that Rambam and Tamura then, where you said that Kamasha to Yachalitin Tam Tain Lotam?
Yeah, why he used that lashon?
Right.
Yeah, the Rambam in the end of the Rambam in the end of Temura, the Rai is a funny kind of a lashon. He wants to emphasize the importance of time and mitzvahs. That the whole time, if you don't understand time and mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, if you don't understand time and mitzvahs, so then you're missing the whole point. Because Rov Dini Torah Einan Ella Eitzos Me Rachok Me Gadol Ha Eitzel Asakein Adeus Liyasha Kolamasin. So it means you don't understand Tamei Mitzvahs, you gain very little benefit. I mean, the whole purpose is missing. The whole essence is missing. But the way the Rambam puts it is funny. We mentioned in Yontif. It says V'chol Ma She'ata Yocho Litein Lo Tam Tein Lo Tam. It's a funny expression. He should have said Royal is Bonin Bahen. Well, lahavin taimam. What do you mean? So the tam, naturally, if you miss bonein, and you're searching for the tam, so the tam will either emerge or it won't emerge. But he says, v'chol ma she'ata yochol litein lo tam, tein lo tam. As if it's a mitzvah to project a tam on a Torah. I mean, that would seem to be not correct. I mean, you have to learn honestly, and if you're zochet to understand, fine, and if not, so mekabel schar al prisha. So, but Ovid Aram doesn't say. Ovid Aram says that whatever you can give a tam, you should give a tam. So we wanted to say that Rambam is saying the following: that in Tamei HaMitzvahs, the Rambam is saying that many times a person could be mesupik in a tam. But what does it mean? He's mesupik in a tam. Mesupik in a tam means he's an individual that knows the proper ideas, the proper ideas of Torah, proper hashkafas of Torah, the true philosophy of Torah, and he sees a mitzvah, and he can't prove whether the mitzvah really is for this tam, but the mitzvah has certain elements that allow the tam to be. To be applied to the mitzvah. You can't prove it from the mitzvah, but there are certain elements that lend themselves to the interpretation to the tam. So the Rambam says that in such a case, a person should identify that mitzvah with a tam. Why? Because the purpose of mitzvahs is really that an individual should be aware of the tamei mitzvahs to guide his life. So if you have a mitzvah, even though you can't prove that that's the Talmud mitzvah, but if there are certain characteristics in the mitzvah that lend itself to the application of the tam, then tein lo tam. Because the whole purpose of mitzvahs is lesakein odom liyasha deosov and masov. So that's what the Rambam is explaining, that the method that you go about in the intellectual process in Tamei HaMitzvahs is different than the intellectual process in learning the halacha. And learning halacha is a scientific investigation. So either it emerges or it doesn't. And if you're a Masupik, they say, I don't know. But over here, it's different. Because over here, since the objective of Kol HaTorah Kula, or Rov HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, Rov. The reason why Rambam says Rov is, maybe I explained in a while, why it says Rov. But he means most of the essence of Kol HaTorah Kula and all the mitzvahs is l'sakein ma'aseh odom v'deyosof. So since that's the purpose, so as long as the tam is applicable, it makes sense. So you should apply it, because then it's a vehicle of perfection insofar as the whenever he encounters the mitzvah, it brings to mind the principle, which is a correct principle in guiding a person's life. So that's what the Rambam is explaining, that the method of analysis in tamei mitzvahs is different than the method of analysis in the halacha of mitzvahs itself. It's in the strict logical halachic study. This is a different kind of a method. Interesting is I want to mention, we're talking about the Tamei HaMitzvahs. There is a very interesting Sfuno that very much, I mean, corroborates what we're saying over here. There's amazingly so. That's the Sfuno in Shira Shirim Zion on the first Pasuk. On the second pasuk, Mayafu fa'amayach bana olim bas nadiv. Chamuke yirechayach kimo chavoyim masei de'amon. I believe Chazal say fa'amayach is Shalosh Pam Bashan, if I'm not mistaken. Tirgum Yonason. Amar Shlomo beruach nevuah min kodam arashem. Kamo shapiron ragleon di Yisrael, katzalkon le'ischazoh. Okay, so that's the Tirgum Yonason ben Aziel. Mayafu famayach. The Sfuno says a beautiful pshat. What he says is it's a tizen, exactly what we're doing. So he learns that shuvi shuvi shulamis, shuvi shuvi nechzabach, matechezu bashulamis, kimchola samachanayim. So he learns that Klal Yisrael is asking the Navi, what's the purpose of going to of Aliyah Regel? What's the purpose of doing that, of doing these mitzvahs? You can't give it. We had Maimar Sinai, and that's it. That in Maimar Sinai is called everything. And Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadash Dov Me'ata. So what can you do? What are you accomplishing? What can you give us? So the Navi answers back, V'inei Oz Heshivu Anaviyim. Harbe tarvichu bevoachem el eretz Hashem, ki yirbehato elas ba'alias regolim, v'zeh ki chamuke yirechayach. He says, what does chamuke yirechayach mean? Shehem sisrei Torah v'tamei ha-mitzvahs, shehem kimo yirechayim ha-mamidim kol aguf. He says, the tamei ha-mitzvahs are like the yirechayim that are maimed, the hips, the legs, are the mamite aguf. So the yerach is the strongest muscle in the body. It holds up the entire guf. So he says that's what the tamei mitzvahs are. He says v'heim bilti gluyim, but they're not revealed. Heim be'emes kimo chalon masei yedei adam shelefomim lo yiskashet b'hem adam al nachon ad sheyodi ehu ha'umon ofenasi yasam. He says, "Kemocha masay yedayaman." He means to say that if a person that there are certain things is being medame to jewelry and to adornments, that certain adornments have certain themes to them, and therefore you won't know how to wear the adornment properly unless you ask the umon, what's the nature of the structure of how it works? He says, so too with regard to the mitzvahs, that these tamei mitzvahs set the mitzvah straight, so when you perform the mitzvah, you understand and you know how to perform it properly. So just like if a person would take an ornament and put it on his head in a crazy way, he wouldn't know what he's doing, he would look ridiculous. So over here too, if the person doesn't know the tamei mitzvah, so then the asiyas on mitzvahs are a ridiculous activity, which appear completely awry, completely wrong. So he says, so without the idea of tamei mitzvahs, that's the rechayim that's mamed the whole mitzvah itself. He says, then the mitzvah itself must be done completely and properly. It's a beautiful sfuna. But the sfuna ties it to aliyas, Hato Elis Ba'alias Regolim, He says that's the toelis of Aliyah L'Regel. But he doesn't explain why. But according to when you really study the halachas and the mitzvahs, a regel, and the whole concept of the regel, you really see that the tamei mitzvahs become implicit in the whole system of Aliyah L'Regel. And that's really in the olas ria, in the eroya, leiros es pnei Hashem lekecha, and liros hadar kacho. So whole the Aliyah L'Regel inspires a person to pursue chachmas Hashem and tamei mitzvahs, so that when he does the mitzvahs, they're proper adornments and they're put on properly, and therefore the mitzvahs have a value. It's a beautiful sfono. But the Chazal, you see, the Yonos Menazil corroborates. Ma'yofa Famayach is really the Ma'yofa is the Ole Regel. Yeah. In terms of, I just wanted to add one more thing, and this is in terms of the Tamei Mitzvah. It's an interesting point. I don't say I'm answering the Rambam completely, but it is an interesting idea. See, the Tamei Mitzvah, see, some people think Tamei Mitzvah is just why. See, the Tamei Mitzvah, if you understand the Tam Adavar, so the mitzvah should follow the Tam. I mean, they should emerge in harmony with the Tam. So the Tam really, when you have the Tam on mitzvah, it's more than just why you do the mitzvah. The Tam on mitzvah is really the framework for the structure. So when you have insight into the Tam on mitzvah, you have insight into the whole mitzvah, even though you may be missing the halachic detail, which of course you have to fill in, you have to pursue, but the Tam HaMitzvah itself is not nothing. It's not like someone say, well, it's just Tam HaDavar. If the Tam is correct, then the mitzvah, the Tam really reveals a framework of the mitzvah. And from the Tam, you could be guided into the halachic structure itself. So the Tam HaMitzvah is actually a guide for the mitzvah. I mean, as you see over here, I mean, I think the area that we did clearly shows you the that's one thing that's very nice about the area. It just shows you the harmony between the Tamei Mitzvahs and the structure of the mitzvahs. So it's an opportunity to see an insight into the whole connection, the whole relationship, and the structure of the Tamei Mitzvah and the mitzvah itself. But there is an interesting thing that I found in the Tamei Mitzvahs, that the Rambam says in Maaser Behemah, he says, according to the Rambam, the Tarti de Sasri, between the in other words, the halacha that ain't a bo elamin achulin is halacha in the cheftza shel carbon. If the carbon has a shem todah in the cheftza, doesn't matter how he's makriv it, when he did the maisa, when he did the maisa hamagdish, but the shem todah does not allow the Shem Chagiga to emerge in terms of a Mevi Chagiga. It doesn't allow the Shem Chagiga to emerge in terms of the Mevi Chagiga. So it lacks in the Ritzui of Mevi. But the Rambam says there's one exception, and that's Maisa Behema. That's what the Rambam says. And why it's so, I mean, I told you, the Minchas Chinuch says he mentions the problems in Mitzvah Chagiga, I think it's Peches. But it's interesting, in terms of the, I don't know the answers, they're good questions, but in terms of the Tamei Mitzvah, there is something very interesting. And that is in Maaser Behemah. So it's Mitzvah Shin Samach, and in the Chinuch. So the Chinuch says like this, that what's the purpose of Maisa Behema? What's the purpose of having the person bring the Maisa Behema to Yerushalayim and eating it there? He says, Mishor Shea Mitzvah, Shekel Baruch Hu Bochar Ba'am Yisrael V'chofetz L'man Tzitkelios Kulam Oskei Torah V'yodei Shmo U'bechach Masa Moshchom B'mitzvah Zu L'man Yilmedu Yikhum Musar, Kiyadeya Lakim Sharov Bene Odam Shachamachar Homar Hapachos, Bishagamu Basar, He says most people are drawn by the instinctual. Al kain sibev bitfunaso v'nasan lahem makom sheyedu akol divrei torasa al kol panim. So that's why he gave them a place that everyone sheyedu akol divrei torasa al kol panim. Everyone should at least have some knowledge of Torah. Shein safek ki kol adam nimshach l'kva dirasa b'makom shemamono sham. Most people, why? How is their residence determined? By their livelihood, their financial need. For lachem bei olos kol ish, maisar kol baka v'tzon shelo shana shana b'makom she'esek ha'chachma v'atara sham. He has to bring every year his maisar behema to the place where the involvement of chachma and Torah is there. V'hi Yerushalayim, she'shama sanhedrin yodei das u'mevinei mada, u'kimokin Nala Lashon, and Yod Das Mavina Mada means they know science as well, because and not just the calendar, but the whole idea of Hichach Maschem Leaschem Leinia Anim is Nachashiv Tkufas Mazois. So the Sanhedrin has to know all the knowledge of science of the time, not just in order to make the calendar, not just that you don't need, you only need a certain amount of knowledge for that. But you see, the Chazal say that the Bnei Yisachar Yodei Vino Le'itim, it means they understood the astronomical concepts and ideas, and which means that the Sanhedrin has to pursue the Das Hashem through the knowledge of science. Yodei Das U'mevinei Mada. That's what he means. The Sanhedrin has to pursue knowledge on all fronts. U'kimokein Nala L'shom Maisa Tvuasenu. The Arba Shnei Ashmita, Kemo Shidush Maisa Sheni Nechol Sham, the Chain Neter Vaishnechol Sham Koponu, O Yelach Sham Bala Maman Asma Lumo Torah Yishloch Sham Echod Mibonov Sheyil Macham, Yen Nizen Boson Aperos. Umitoch Kach, Yea Bechol Bayis U Bayis Mikol Yisrael, Ish Chochom Yodea HaTorah. So because of the Aliyah Regal, so it will happen that in every house, someone, as he's in Yerushalayim and he makes contact with the city, the Ira Chachma, and the Chachma Yatara, so out of every family, one will be drawn. Ashe Yilmad b'Chachmaso Kol Beis Aviv u'b'chein timolei ha'aretz deyas ad Hashem. Okay, that will fulfill the objective of kimolei ha'aretz deyas ad Hashem. Kim Chacham echad levad yia b'ira afilu b'sara afilu asara yu harbe mebnei adam Shabair, Vakoskin Nashim Vayalodim Shalo Yevo Lifnaim, Kim Pama Achas Bashana. Afim Ishmi Devrayim, Pam Beshavua, Yelcho Abayis, Yashli, Vakol Devra Chachamagar Achagavam, they go and they forget about the Drasha. Avo Bios Amalame, Bechol Bayis, Ubayis, Shochin Sham, Erev, Avogavits, Aroyim, Yasirim, Tamid, Ozu, Kulam, and Nashim, the Nashim Vayalodim, Muzharm, Vomdin, Loyi, Matze, Beneim, Shum, Vachet, Vavon, the Yiskul Mashkas, and Asat, the Mishkan, the Zohan. So Nasat Mishkan v'Sochachem, the Yisam Lili La'om, V'Anoch Yeyei L'chem L'lekim. That's the chinuch. Beautiful chinuch. Beautiful chinuch. So you see that in Maisa Behema is the same kiyum in terms of Tamei HaMitzvos as the kiyum of Aliyah L'Regel. That much you see. So it's interesting. The Rambam holds that Maisa Behema is in Cheftza is not a hafkah of the bala carbon of chagiga, which is the ritzui of the mevi. It's not a tarti desasri. But I can't say more than in terms of the tamei mitzvah. I can't. In halacha, it is. There are problems, which I mentioned. The minchas chinuch mentions. Okay. Anything else? That's excellent. I mean, that's why the re'iyah with the einayim is the Maisa HaMitzvah. Because in that you see that you can't see, you can't look at the sun, you can't see things that are too bright for the eye. Very good, excellent. Very good, excellent thing. But what is amazing, I mean, from studying the area and the mitzvahs and the Aliyah Regel and all the concepts, you really see an amazing thing emerges. I mean, everything, all the methodology in Torah, which really the whole method of understanding of construing the universe, ideas of science, all the basic principles, were all established at Sinai. It's an, it is an amazing thing when a person looks at that. The whole derech halimud of Torah, of halacha, of hashkafa, of philosophy, which really reflects things that only recently have been demonstrated clearly. And that's the Mishnah in Ein Darshan. It is an amazing experience to study this area and to really see. I mean, it brings you back to Maamar HaSinai. I mean, it's an unbelievable thing. Where all the principles of thinking, of thought, of knowledge in every area were established at Sinai. It's an unbelievable thing. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop there.
Sure.
You see, that's one thing which is maybe just add this. It's obvious. I mean, I can't get every point, but you see, the pasuk says, "When do you do hakel? Bevo kol Yisrael leros as paner Hashem alekecha." So you see that the Torah ties it in. Torah shebichsav. You don't have to. It's not like a philosophical concept that you have to search and apply. I mean, it's right there in the pasuk. Bevo kol Yisrael leros as paner Hashem alekecha. So that's really the Torah clearly ties in hakel, which is Maamar HaSinai, a reenactment of Maamar HaSinai, ties it in with Karban Rion, the regel. I mean, that's clear. And the ideas over here, I mean, the philosophical ideas just flow from the Torah itself. I mean, Torah Shebichsav, and of course, I mean, with the Derech HaLimud of Torah Shebaal Peh and the unraveling of the ideas in Halachas, but the whole system just flows naturally. And a person that doesn't see it, I mean, just doesn't, either he doesn't want to see it or he's simply intellectually blind. I mean, it's clear. Okay, what were we going to say? I'm sorry.
No, just asking that.
Is that according to Rashi's Shita, where the Migdash, the Riyas Ponim is Hashgacha, so according to Rashi's Shita, the ultimate fulfillment, well, okay, Hashgacha, of course, is an extremely important institution, but the ultimate institution is really, and I mean, Hashgach is everything in terms of your opportunity to Yedias Hashem, but the Hashgach is a means for a person to have ultimately to have Yedias Hashem. According to Rashi, the ultimate fulfillment is of where's Rashi's Yedias Hashem. It's in Hakel. It builds up to Hakel, and Hakel is where you have the Yedias Hashem in Maamar HaSinai. Okay?
One more question?
Yeah. One thing is like this, that we're talking about the Mishnah Zvachim. L'shem Shishadvam HaZevach Nizbach. There is I have to clarify this point. I'm sorry we didn't do it yesterday, but it's an extremely significant point. Okay, hello?
Yeah.
We're on?
Yes.
Did the tape work yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's working today?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we have to do, the point that when I said that the REITs, it's a very important point here, that, and I mentioned it, Agavrocha, and quickly, I mean, on Shavuos, it has to do with Pigel, but let me just explain the point. It's a very significant point. When we say that, so far as Korban is concerned, that the REITs is in the Ishim, Isha Lo Hashem Reich Nichach. You have constantly the that expression in the Torah. So the Ritzi is in the Ishan, in the Isha Lo Hashem, but and it's Shinasis Ritzono, but it's very interesting the way it's set up. That it's not set up that the actual Ritzui is in the Maisa of the Ishim. It's the Ritzui is in the Das, in the Kavonas HaMakriv. Okay, because really everything is complete in the Zrika. And that's that brings us into Pigel, which is really very all a part of the same idea. You see, that it's true the Ritzui is in the Ishim, but the Ritzui of the Ishim is only one thing, that the person is subordinating his religious emotion, instinct, to Das Hashem, to Nasus Ritzono. So the now that takes that's why it's simply in his das. The whole halacha of Ishim is in his das. Achilas Karban is in his das. That at the time of the hakrava, he has the das that he's going to do it that way. That's the kiyum. It's an important idea. You got to catch it though. In other words, it's not that the the carbon on the mizbeach, that the carbon on the mizbeach itself physically is the ritzui. It's even more. The whole ritzui is that you conform to God's will. Okay, that's the whole ritzui, and that's why it's all contained in the Das HaAdam B'Shas HaKrava. Do you follow? In other words, when he has Das L'Shem Ishim, L'Shem Reach, L'Shem Nichoach. It's all in his Das. Once he has Das for that, and you have the Zrika, that's it. That's the ritzui of the carbon. And that's why by Pigul, even though the Pasuk says that V'Anosar B'Yom HaShlishi V'machol yochom mebsar zevach shlama v'yom ha'shlishi pigalu. So that's why Chazal say that it can't mean hat oz nechol l'shmoa. Divrei Chachamim, the Gemara says. It's on the Chavtes and Ralef. Because once the Zrika takes place, so it can't be. It can't become pigal. So the pigal only takes place is in terms of his das. If his das is to, if his das is with regard to achilas hakarbon, achilas mizbeach, achilas adam, with regard to achilas hakarbon, to do it chutz l'zmano, so then it's pigel. So that's where the whole concept of pigel comes in, because since the whole essence of carbon is like Rashi says that. Now Rashi says, "Reich nechachi shel Hashem." So it's the whole kiyum of nachas ruach lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu she'omar v'nasa retzono. So the whole thing is contained in the das ha'odam b'shas hakrava. That as long as he has das for the right thing, that's already essentially nasa retzono. He subordinated he accepted God's will. You see, so it's all in the das ha'odam b'shas hakrava, not in the actuality of the carbon on the mizbeach. It's a very I can't explain it more, but I'm just you have to think into it. You see the way the Torah formulated in a very very unbelievable formula. Okay, it's not, you understand, it's not the actualization of the carbon. It's the subordination of his das, and that's why it's all totally in the das ha'odam b'shas hakrava. If his das is l'shem ishim, that's the kiyum ritzui of l'shem ishim, because he subordinated his das, so it's all contained in das. It's not in the physical carbon, and it's a very significant idea that it's not in the physical carbon. And that's why in pigul is where he has, pigul is the opposite, where his das is keneged the achilas hakarbon. And so he didn't subordinate his das in the Maisak Rava. But it's all in the Maisak Rava. It's not in the actuality of the physical carbon that's consumed on the Mizbeach. It's the subordination to his will, and the subordination to his will is in the Das HaOdam. So the whole essence of the thing is that the Das HaOdam is to perform it exactly that way. And that's the... And that's the Reach Nichachi Shel Hashem. Okay, it's an important idea, but that's really the whole idea of pigul. That's the whole concept of pigul. What pigul is? So there's a reason why the Tarshe B'Chasav shows you where the person goes awry. He wants to introduce physically his own, use the carbon for his own imaginative fantasy purposes, you see. So that's why the Torah expresses it in in Lashon B'nai Adam the way he would want to do it. But the carbon is a very sophisticated formula. And the formula of carbon, it's simply the subordination of his das, so it's all in his das, b'shas hakrava. It's not in the carbon itself. But the Torah, Dibur Torah Kol Shmirat Torah, is expressing how the Adam, how what he wants to do, he wants to make a change. So it expresses it in the form of his emotions. But in Psula Korban, it means, that's what Gemara says, Hatas Nechal Shema. It means that in the Psula Korban, it means he did not, he failed to subordinate his das, and it's all in his das. It's all, of course, that's the essence of the carbon. The essence of the carbon is in his das, not in the physical carbon. The physical carbon, of course, is halachic, is halachic structure, but the, you see the way it's formulated, that's all in his das. It's a very important idea, but I don't know if I brought, if I got it across, but you have to think into it. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
You're saying that...
You understand what I'm saying?
Not completely. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the negative of what you're saying, I don't understand. In other words, you're saying that it's not in the physical carbon. How could it be in the physical carbon? It has to be.
No, it could be the physical thing. In other words, it's not that when the carbon is consumed on the Mizbeach, that moment is the Ritzui. Of course, because the Ritzui of the carbon is in the Zrika. It's before. That's what the Ritzui of the carbon is in the Zrika. But his das has to be to do it exactly the way God told him. You see, so how did God tell him to do it? L'shem Ishim and L'shem Reach and that's L'shem Yichach. Do you follow what I mean? That's, so it means to say the kiyum of the carbon is in the fact that it's, that the individual subordinates himself to Ratzon Hashem. That's, and how does he do that? That his intention at that moment is to do the Ishim precisely the way the Torah tells him. And that's the Kiyum Ritzui. So the Kiyum Ritzui is an ideational Ritzui in the Gavra that he subordinated himself to God. So that's why it's in the ideational world of the carbon. It's not in the physical. It's not in the physical world of the carbon. Do you follow what I'm saying? In the what?
In the Zrika.
So what about it? That's the kiyum of the carbon. The whole kiyum of the carbon is in the Zrika. In the Zrika is the kiyum Ritzui of the carbon. If the person says, if you're not makriv the nesachim, it doesn't make any difference, as the Gemara says. The Gemara says, how could the pasuk say, v'nei ochal yeochal b'yom ha-shlishi, pigulu lo yerotze, but there was Ritzui already before in the Zrika. That's the Gemara. Okay? In other words, the whole hechshar carbon is in the Zrika. But it's a very, very significant idea. I don't want to spend on it too much. I mean, but you have to think into it. It's an extremely important idea how the Torah really took a carbon and made it into something which is completely contains one idea, and that is that in the area of avoda, man cannot introduce any of his own ideas. Then he must be total subordination to God's will. That's the essence of the carbon. And that, since that's the essence of the carbon, the Torah did not want the carbon to be, the essence of the carbon should be on the Mizbeach, when it's consumed on the Mizbeach. The essence of the carbon is in the Maisa Krav of the Gavra, you see, in his Das, that he has the proper Das, Bishas HaKrava, Bishas HaKrava's a carbon. That's the whole essence of the carbon. It's not the physical consuming of the carbon on the Mizbeach. Of course, that has to happen, but the essence of the kiyum of the Ritzui is in the Ritzui of the Gavra, and the Gavra's state at the time of Akrava. That's the whole essence. In other words, what I'm saying is, it's not as if the Ritzui is that the carbon was consumed on the Mizbeach. Whether it was consumed on the Mizbeach or not is something else. The Ritzui is that the Gavra committed himself to do that exactly as the Torah prescribes. That's the Ritzui.
So, well,
no, the Zrika is the Ritzui. That's the Akrava. The Akrava Sakarban is in the four Avodas. There's Akrava Sakarban. It's in the Shechita, the Kabbalah, Alach, and the Zrika. That's the Maisa Krovas HaKorban. The whole essence of the Korban is the Maisa Krovas HaKorban should be done with the Das that he's doing it exactly as prescribed. L'shem Reach, l'shem Ishim, and l'shem Reach. And l'shem Yichalach. That's what it is. And of course, l'shem Ishim, that's the whole essence. Do you follow?
Yeah.
But the whole thing, since the Torah just wants one thing from man, and that is, in other words, the way it's set up shows you clearly that all the Torah wants from man in a korban is that he should subordinate his das and avodah to God's will. That's the essence. So that's why the whole thing is his das b'shas hakrava, not the actual consuming of the korban on the mizbeach. Do you follow?
Yeah.
If the korban in fact is consumed on the mizbeach, or it's not consumed on the mizbeach, it's the same. It's the same. Something happens and it wasn't consumed on the mizbeach. The korban is still good. The reach is 100%. It's not the actualization of the achilas mizbeach that creates the ritzui. It's his willingness to do as korbani lachmi le'ishai. That's the kingdom. So that's why it's all telescoped into the avodah, into akrava, the maisa, and the avodah, not in the actuality of the korban. It's a very, very, you have to think into it. It's a very sophisticated formula. But the formula shows you clearly that it's not the korban itself, but it's the das ha'odom in the maisa hakrava. Okay?
Yeah.
It's an important point. That's the mission. L'shem shishar dvar mazerach mizbach. It's l'shem. The essence is in l'shem. Okay? The only lesson I wanted to mention was that the Rambam starts off with Shalosh Mitzvos and Stavu Yisrael Berego. So just you have to say something about that. Just the statement itself. Shalosh Mitzvos and Stavu Yisrael Berego. And what do you have to say about it? Maybe somebody could come up with what statement would you make about that phrase? Now that we know the whole area. Shalosh Mitzvos Nistavu Yisrael Berego. What? Now they went through the area. Okay, we don't know the whole area. We went through the area. What would you say about it? Shalosh Mitzvos Nistavu Yisrael Berego. What you have to say is the statement is not a quantitative statement. It's a qualitative statement. All right? A quantitative statement means that it's telling you how many mitzvahs are in the regal. A qualitative statement means these three strike at three essential components of Yehadus. Okay, the Avodah, and the metaphysical, the Re'iyah, Yedias Hashem, and the Simcha, the state of mind that accompanies that, the proper state of mind that accompanies those two things. So Shalosh Mitzvos Nistav Yisrael Beregel is a qualitative number. It's not a quantitative number. Okay? All right. He denies time and mitzvahs. I mean, they're not in the company of the Rambam, the Ramban, I mean, the Rashi, all the Rishonim, I mean, and the Sforno, any one of the Bali Masara. I mean, it's connected to the Masara. But there is one thing that I would say. That the Rambam says Tein Lo Tam, that's correct. But you see, there's one prerequisite in that Rambam. Rambam says Chom Makom Shata Yochol Litein Tam Tein Lo Tam. So we explained it. It means that mitzvahs have to be identified with perfection. But the thing is, the individual must know what perfection is first. See, that's a prerequisite. Can't just go giving Tamei HaMitzvahs. That's why you have to be very careful in Tamei HaMitzvahs. Because the only one that can give Tamei HaMitzvahs is a person who has the correct ideas of what perfection is. Like the Rambam says, because Rov Mitzvahs HaTorah is Eitzos Meirachok, Migadol HaEitzah, to Yasha Darkei Adam. So the and his machshavos, his ideas. So you have to know what perfection is first. It can't just be, it's not just a, you know, just a free-for-all for everybody to come in and just give Tamei Mitzvahs. That's a clear in the Rama. Okay. So there is one restriction. Okay.